Blog Talk Radio.
This is CJ Miller, and I'm the host of the CJ Miller Show on In5D Radio. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is Tuesday, August 26th, and I'm so happy to be back with my good friend, the wonderful, the exciting, the funny, the interesting, Matthew Bueno. Matthew! You're still here. You're here,
hey,
right?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Awesome.
Been rocking out, man. Just rocking out for the last couple of weeks, and getting into our new place here in Mount Shasta, and really loving it. You know, really loving it. The weather has been so mild and warm, and still enjoying the summertime. You know, we can never get out to the lake again, but you know, it's just it's a really, really good feeling to have change in your life. You know, with all the big changes happening, you know, new energies coming in, you know, and it's really beautiful when I walk into the grocery store over here in Mount Shasta, and I hear someone call my name. I look at them and go, "Hey, you! I don't remember you. Your name." And then they remind me of where I know them from, and then we start laughing, you know. And so it's kind of nice to be welcomed back into my community here in Mount Shasta. You know, and everyone just was, been missing me and missing the. The massages I used to give here and the spa I used to have here. So I get to have that. I used to have I built a spa here in 2005. We built it. It was a 3,000 square foot building, and we did the whole inside. We spent about $150,000 on it and really raised the value of the building and so forth. And we had it for about 4 years, and then I sold it. And so, you know, it was something that was a really, really good experience for me. A lot of responsibility, more than I could probably. I was just going to go there and massage people and do, like, maintenance. But it was a lot more than that. But I had a good time. I got to meet, you know, I got to do a lot of outreach programs. I invited a lot of the panhandlers in to use the showers, you know. I did half price and for single mothers and for single fathers and for people who are low. You know, low-income people, I let them come in and pay half price and so forth. You know, and then, you know, and kindness is great, but you don't really make a lot of money doing that. But, you know, it makes the heart, you know, I guess it just builds up the karma investment for the future.
Yeah.
You know, so people remember me in a good way about that because I was such a giver.
Oh,
you know?
Interesting. Oh, from those days, not just from your time at Stewart Mineral Springs, but also
from
time before that. Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So you've always been a generous guy. You know, I'm doing great. I'm so relaxed, and I've been doing a show every week this summer. I think only took 1 week off when I was visiting with Franco Di Nicola and his partner, girlfriend, Kimberly Ross, which was, the most amazing time, of course, and went to the conferences that he put on. And so I was still doing work, but I've been, like, just really in the flow the whole summer. It's been a great summer for me, very, very on, very, like, working through my stuff, letting go of a lot of programs. It's been a good summer, but I've been thinking about you, and you called into the show last week that I did. We had our first show about Saratoga and with my friend Christine, who's the shaman, and it was so great to have Matthew called into our show, and I think he stayed on with us for about 15 minutes or something. It was so nice. It was, like, I didn't realize how much I missed you. Until I heard your voice. I was like, oh, there's Matthew. Come on, hang out. It was, like, really nice. And you had such a great energy and just reminded everybody of you know, all the stuff we miss from out there and on the West Coast and Mount Shasta. So I would love to get an update on, you know, what's going on for you and what's going on with the energies and what do you think you're going to do tonight? Are we going to have an activation? You know, so
that's
where I'm at.
I have an activation turtle shell on my back. You know, it's like I always tell my clients and I tell my students, you know, once you get this, you know, this work about etheric psychic surgery or any kind of work, you learn to carry your tools no matter where you go. You know, you can move anywhere because you carry it with you no matter where you go. It doesn't have to be in your computer. It doesn't have to be written down. You know, when you bring in the energy to work this way with other people, it's going to be with you the rest of your life. You know, and then the more you use it, the more it's going to love you back. And the more it's going to show you more of what you haven't learned yet. So, you know, when I came into the show with you and Christine, I could feel the energy right away. It was funny because I came into my office. I didn't have any intention on coming on this show, but it was right there and flashing on my, you know, on the community going, hey, I'm here with Christine, you know, but like, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to hear their voices because I miss them so much. And I tapped in there, and sure enough, the energy was overwhelming. It's like, oh, my gosh, it feels like a big old couch in here, a leather couch I've never had. This feels really good. I think I'll sit here for a while. I think I'll just call in. What the heck, you know? You know, and then I called in, and sure enough, you go, oh, look, it's Matthew Bueno. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Of course.
My wife was giving me the sign for back then that she was, okay, 10 more minutes for dinner time. I said, okay, sure. So I was on a limited time schedule to give part of my insight and my help there and support to Christine. She's a wonderful person. And especially that person who came in and started singing that song. That was beautiful.
Sherry, isn't she cool? I like the comments she made when she was singing. Well, that's the first shaman that I met in Saratoga, Sherry Parslow. And then through Sherry, I met Christine. So it was great to finally have Sherry on the show. She's like, she's holding the energy for this town. You know, everybody's connected to her. She's like a person that brings a lot of people together. So I'm all hooked in. And wasn't that cool? She was like sitting in her yurt, in her Mongolian yurt, shaking the rattle and doing the song of the waters. So
look
how lucky I am, Matthew. It's like I'm totally hooked. You know, it took a little while for me to connect in, but I feel really blessed. And it's so funny. I mean, I just keep being reminded of shamans right and left. I mean, do you think that my guides are trying to tell me something? Am I supposed to be? Is that something I'm supposed to? Like, why am I so connected to shamans everywhere I go? It's an interesting thing.
A lot of times when we're connected to people, it's because they're waking up something part of us that we're unaware of. You know, when the medicine man came down from South Dakota, he would hang out with us, and it was like hanging out with a heater in the dead of winter. You know, his energy was just empowering, and it's like I could feel everything that he was feeling. I could see everything he was talking about. You know, we're like having telepathy. You know, I had intuition. Everything that was a part of me already was impacted. You know, was growing, was stronger. And then Ron Pinkham would come over. Kowalna is my adopted brother, who's a shaman and he's a medicine man for the Nez Perce people up in Kamiai, Idaho. And he's sitting next to me on the other side, you know, and I'm feeling him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm surrounded. And you know, just by being in that energy alone, it wakes something up in me that I have to really look at about how I want to take care of that. You know, if I don't take care of that part of myself that's growing and want to grow, you know, then I'm probably going to lose it. I'm just going to have to plug into them whenever they come down. But as soon as I started recognizing, well, there's a path for me right there. There might be something about this that I need to look at, you know, because I don't want to get, you know, have a 24-hour thing with other medicine people and then lose it when they leave. You know, I want to be able to keep it with me. You know, have that feel that energy of connection stronger than I had at that time. And so, you know, I started praying on it. You know, all I did was start asking. I just started asking, you know, what do I do about this? And then a medicine person came over and he asked me, he goes, well, why don't you come up to South Dakota and dance? And I said, you're nuts. That's like 28 hours away. No way I'm not going to do that. And then he passed me tobacco. And I said, oh, you're serious. He goes, yeah, why don't you come up and dance? And then you get to understand a little bit about how we have to live like this every single day. You know, we're always battling the dark side. We're always having to be in ceremony to pray for our people. You know, there's a lot of struggle up there. And then you start to recognize the humility part of yourself. And that humility part of yourself is trying to teach you something that you didn't know before. And it's trying to teach you things about yourself that uniquely you need to let go of some of the possessions that you carry in life, about money and things and couches and materialistic things, because they don't mean anything. And it's when you are in touch with your love, when you're in touch with you're in touch with your animal, you're in touch with this world and nature, and when you have dreams and you have visions from Hambleche, you know, going up on the mountain or the vision quest, stop eating for 4 days and 4 nights, drink your water, you know, you're going to see some things. But you're also going to realize your strengths. You're also going to pick up on your strengths. You're going to utilize that. You're going to learn to harness that energy. And you know, and one of the greatest things you're going to learn to use is not to tell everybody about what you experienced, because it's important to keep that mana to yourself. It's important to really harness that energy and let it change you. So if you're feeling attracted to shamanistic wisdom and energy, there might be something there for you. But it's not a light switch that you could just, you know, go and buy and then, you know, and then download it into your brain. You know, you have to work for it. It has to be something that, you know, that calls to you. It has to be something that is going to resonate with who you are, you know, and enlighten the already beautiful, already intelligent, already magical part of yourself. And that's why God makes us so uniquely different, you know, because we're here to bring different stuff to the table, you know. And that's why we have different names and different jokes and, you know, different smells and different stuff that we bring, you know, and we'd have different personalities, you know, and we're, and the beautiful thing is that we're all the same, you know, we're all on the same level. We're just, some of us have more awareness than others, you know, and so we're here just to teach each other and mirror each other and bring that out. So maybe that's what's happening for you. You know, I feel, I feel for you that your heart is getting really, really super big, because you're being surrounded and supported by so many people who are reflecting you already. And I think a lot of it, that a lot of it, what's going on with you already is that you already have what you're looking for. You just kind of have to read the manual and understand what to do with it, you know, and then pray about it where you're asking to be led to, you know. And maybe those opportunities are just around the corner. But you gotta be able to be a stand-up gal and step into your power, you know, and really take what's yours. You know, being a spiritual leader doesn't mean that you're a follower. It means that you dance to the own beat, your own beat to your own drum. It means you follow your path and what's been driven through you, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there who are leaders, but they still are following because they're afraid to step up. And I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm just saying that there's a lot of people out there who have great potential to do more than they think they can, but they just haven't taken that leap or that leap of faith or that, you know. And that part of this activation that I'm going to, that we are going to be giving tonight, it was funny today, you know, I'm just kind of going off the mark here, but I was working with one of my clients this morning, and I was telling her, you know, I was in the middle of a meditation, I was in the middle of an activation, a healing, and I was telling her, okay, you know, we're going to be cleaning out the chakras, and this is what we're doing here, and I want you to really focus on your breath and focus on bringing in this light in. And then Mervin comes in from my right side, just comes in. He had bells around his neck, so he's like, I just put a bell on so you know I'm here. I said, I know you're here because I can smell your detergent or your scent in your it smells like frankincense or something when he's in my room. And I could smell you when you come in, you know, because I'm part coyote. And then he comes in and he says, why don't you tell your girl, tell your student here that she needs to throw these socks away because they're really stinking up the room there. I said, I'm not going to tell her that. He goes, no, just tell her that. All right. So I stopped the meditation, and I told her, hey, Merlin says that you got to put those socks away, man, because they stink. And she got really quiet, and then she spoke up. She says, oh, my God, he sees those? Oh, my God. Well, I wore them this morning, and she started to talk about, you know, justify and rationalize why she had them in the room. And I said, oh, he was right. Oh, yeah, because, you know, they were right here next to my bed. And I was looking at them right before you called, thinking, oh, I'll just leave them there. I'll wear them for another day. So, you know, when we're doing this work and we're working with the energy of the masters, you know, it's not, and the same thing that we do as shamans, as healers, as spiritual leaders, is that we have to inspire each other with laughter, with humor, and to keep it light, you know. Everything is childlike with the masters, you know. Everything is childlike, and this world used to be really childlike. you know. But we started really getting too serious about a life, about money, about possessions, about each other. And we started to create a division between each other, white, black, red, yellow, you know, blue, green, purple, mm-hmm. and different people. And we started to not recognize each other as children do. And we started judging more, and we started looking at, you know, what these races are doing and what these races are doing, what these races can't come in this country because they're taking all our jobs. And, you know, and that's just baloney. Mm-hmm. And the real energy behind it all is fear. People are afraid to look at themselves. They want to look at other people and blame other people and look at this person, look at that person.
Right.
You know, and what the energy is trying to teach us in this day and age is to pay attention to your own backyard. Focus on what you're mm-hmm. doing, how you're changing, mm-hmm. what are you secure about, what is your joys, what is your passions, what is your inspiration. And as soon as you start to gaze at that particular part of your life, opportunities will show up. You know, you'll start to get more, gain more, understand more. You'll have more dreams leading you to that euphoric feeling of that, you know, for divine purpose, divine mission, and leaving your legacy, you know. And this, and right now, fifth dimension is here. It's already here on the planet. Fifth dimension is already happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. the veil over here in Mount Shasta is so thin. You know, it's telling mm-hmm. our kids, really be careful about what you think about, okay? You know?
Yeah.
And so we've been manifesting a lot of stuff, you know, here just in our house, just asking for things, you know, just together as a family, and we pray over dinner, and lo and behold, you know, things have to start happening, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're trying to ask for, you know, for a man teacher for my son, you know, because the last time he was at school, he had a woman teacher, and he didn't really like. He has better attitude with men teachers for mm-hmm. some reason. That's just thing. And so we got a man teacher, and everyone at the school is positive. They don't focus on the negative and the problems. They focus on the solution and the positivity. And so, you know, and they have a token system right. and a kudos system, and that, we love that. And we're just there today talking to him and really get some really good feedback. You know, and he's really he has no agenda, which is a beautiful thing. You can feel somebody
the teacher?
Who's just open.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's no agenda.
Wow.
It's just like, okay, what can I do you know, for this? And, you know, so the energy is affecting everybody. It's affecting not only people who are non-Indian and Indian and people who are spiritual and non-spiritual, it was that people are depicting it and deciphering it for their own selves, you know, and how they see it, how it, you know, interprets their lives. And that's what it's all about, you know. It's about you coming into your own in your own unique way.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this activation tonight is allowing yourself to spin out of your realities of perception and spin into the energies of higher self realities, higher self frequencies. The frequencies waiting at your birthright energy field. And the birthright energy field is just above the angelic high self. Seven chakras in your body, seven chakras above you, in your angelic field, all the way up there to your birthright connection energy to God. You know, a lot of times when we spend time connecting to God, you know, what we're really doing is that we're already, as soon as you say God or start to sense God or say the word, you're already there, you know, and you don't have to travel anywhere because it's already inside you. You're a part of that big picture, so you're not traveling anywhere. You're in your body visualizing yourself there. And so when you start to feel that there, your energy automatically starts to shift. But what happens is that we as individuals, we have no time. We have no time for anything. We don't have time to meditate. We don't have time to energize ourselves. We're always running around, always going to coffee stands, and at least I do. You know, go to the coffee stand and get coffee. And then maybe in the afternoon I got time to, you know, sit down and just, you know, regulate myself and get myself grounded and, you know, and get myself in tune. But when I don't have anything on my plate, I usually just I'm running around. So, you know, to take the time to do this for yourself, you know, you start to really recognize how the energy shifts you and changes you, not only in yourself, but when you do this work and you connect the energy to your high self, you're in connection with the frequency of Earth. And when you're connected to the frequency of Earth, it changes you in that very moment, and everything shifts for you. And you have new eyes, you have new feelings, and it's like, our world is like the first thing we think about in the morning, right? You know, oh, do I got gas in the car? Oh, I got to go pick up the kids, or I got to go get them for breakfast. What I got to make for dinner? You know, we don't think about God first. Though some of us do, but God needs to be the creator needs to be the cushion between our thought process of when we first get up, thank you, Creator, for my life. And then we say, okay, what do I got to do today? You know, and so we can do things at more at ease and be led to the miracles rather than try to make things happen when we allow ourselves mm-hmm. to be connected to our higher self. So what we want to do today is that we want to bring out the soul self in every individual who's listening tonight. And we want to bring out that soul embedded love, that energy that you and yourself were given when you came into this planet. Because everyone here is a unique individual, and all of you deserve to be healed. And everyone deserves to be worthy of healing. And the three things I want people to think about tonight is that when you're receiving this energy from the masters, you know, no matter who you are, if I'm going to talk to you on the phone or if you're going to receive this activation tonight, I want you to think about this. How do you receive healing? Are you receiving it through your ego where you want to change it, you know, to be your own? Or do you want to accept it through your personality, which is, you know, sometimes we're receiving. Is it coming in? Is that what it is? I don't know if I'm feeling it. I don't know if that is it. I don't know. Is that it? Is that heat it? Or is it, did the breeze just come through the window? You know, and we're really doubtful. The other one is technique. Oh, I've done this before. Oh, I already know what this is. Yes, I know. And that's partly technique and partly ego, but at the same time, and with technique, we already have the way we have always done things. We already have technique. We already know what we've done. We already know how to accept energy, or we think we do. So these three aspects are all physical. You know, the fourth is the heart. Do you receive through the heart, where you just open up to God in the way that you understand God, the way that you pray, the way that you're connected to nature, the way you're connected to light, the way you're connected to yourself. And you open up your heart chakra to receive whatever God's plan is for you and to have ultimate trust for what that is. And once you can do that, and once you can let go of all those aspects and the perceptions of what life is trying to show you and get into what God is trying to show you, Creator is trying to show you, Allah, Buddha, whatever it is, whoever it is, however you look at God and your high self, the wonderful you, extended soul self, is that God light inside you. We just call it that because it helps people to see a different way, a different source, a different implementation. That's not a word. Oh,
implementation.
I had to look at that. I didn't. So I get excited because when I start to talk about this stuff, I start to feel the energy right away in my body. And I was telling Claudia before we got on the phone that I was like, oh, my God, I'm tired. The kids woke us up at 4 o'clock this morning. And, you know, they were having bad dreams and anxiety from the second day of school. And so, you know, and now I'm talking like a monkey in a tree. I just can't stop. And I know that energy is already surged in my body. You know, so what we're going to be working with tonight, you know, we're going to be working with Serapis Bay. Serapis Bay works on the energy field of your etheric here, and, well, this is what he'll be doing tonight for you. Serapis Bay works on the ability to rethink your processes. How do I accept these loves? How do I accept this energy? How do I accept this healing? And how do I let myself have a deeper healing than what I'm than what I am seeing? And it'll help you to adjust your fields so you won't feel combative or conflicted about how you're receiving it. That once you feel it and you feel that it's good in your field, you'll accept it, and your high self will teach you how to do that. And a lot of us, you know, our souls know way more than we do. It's just that we don't know how to connect to our souls in the way that we allow our souls to teach us. So this is one of the ways, is that when you have high-frequency beings of light inside your field, you can't help but love yourself, because that's all they are. They're just pure love. And Master Kutumi was sharing with me today, too. He says, you know, the more that you have spirit guides in your life, the more that you have energies of masters or angels or anything, or even your ancestors or people who have crossed over and they're with you, you know, in this day and age, you know, you can't help. You know, if there was a barber shop, you know, you'd either learn to get a haircut or you'd either learn to cut hair or get a haircut. So that more you hang out with the higher frequency, the more energy it will start to show you and shift you inside. So this particular activation tonight is going to affect your crown chakra, affect your throat chakra, and affect your heart chakra. And then the rest of it's going to shower down into your body. And what we want to do is that we want to unzip the etheric body completely open so the soul, your soul brilliance, can start to penetrate your physical being and shine out from your physical being into the world. And what that does is that it attracts to you the energies that are waiting for you to marry or to join or to collaborate with or to be with finally. You know, if a lot of us have been putting off things that we've been wanting to do, or we've been putting off our wishes or our goals, or we've been putting off things that we feel are not, it's too elaborate right now, I got too much going on. You know, those are the type of things that you have to look at, because your goals and your inspirations and aspirations are what carries you through. If we didn't have life, we've had life without goals, you know, it would be kind of a boring life. But we have goals where we can set ourselves up to step up to the new plateau. And the new plateau of understanding, you know, it's another way of saying you're stepping up. You're stepping up and you're starting to listen. You're starting to follow your heart. And when you're following your soul and your heart together like that, you know, opportunities will be just right around the corner, whatever you're faced with, whatever energies are coming your way. Maybe you're not meant to have that. Person needs to be out of your life. You know, maybe it's not time to make money. Maybe, you know, you need to work on yourself. Maybe you need to relax a little bit. Maybe that's why you got hurt. Maybe they're telling you to slow down, you know, and stop carrying other people's burdens, for God's sake. You know, you got enough to carry already. Those are just some of the things that that's already coming through for people on the radio. So what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to take everyone through really quick with the affirmation and the prayer that we always start off with the masters. You guys ready? Hmm. Okie dokie. Awesome blossom. Okay. So I'm asking everybody right now to put a silver rose inside your third eye. And a silver rose, the energy of femininity. And femininity is about absorbing life force energy that will bring balance to your masculine side of your brain. And around the silver rose, Master Gautami is asking that all of you allow a constellation of your favorite constellations, whatever it is, the Big Dipper, the Orion's Belt, to come around, pull those stars from the sky and pull them around that constellation around your flower and just see it rotate or feel it rotate around the flower. If you're not a seer, then feel it. Feel the energy around the flower. You know what a flower looks like. Just paint it silver. And to see a constellation of stars around that flower. They want you to draw the energy into your body. And as you're drawing the energy into your body, they want you to start breathing into your first chakra or your tailbone spine. And as you breathe into your first chakra, they want you to create a fire, a flicker of fire inside your first chakra. Now make it into a flame. Now make it into a torch, a torch of brilliant white light, fire in your first chakra. And as that's burning out all the energies, negativities that you feel that you're holding on in your first chakra, start to imagine that there's a key at your tailbone spine, and you're sending down the negativity from each of your chakras. The first chakra first, to send down any burdens or conflicts or energies of negativity into your key to make it a little heavy. And then continue to breathe into the fire and send that fire up into your second chakra. And then pull out any energies of negativity out of your second chakra, down to the flame, into the key. And as you have the intention of doing this, it's already happening. Now feel yourself breathing into your second chakra, sending up that beautiful white light fire into your third chakra. And as you're holding that energy in the third chakra, they're asking you to breathe out any energies, any conflicts, any energies that have been combative in the last couple of weeks, anything that you're hurting about, anything that you feel stuck or feel paralyzed or numb to send everything down, that beautiful white fire down into the key and make it just a little bit more heavier. And at this time, I want you to ask good God, good Creator, great Spirit, to send down a white light cord down to the top of your minds, down your backs, into your first chakra, to merge and mix with the white light that you created from that fire, and to mix that beautiful blessing into your first chakra. and to allow the energy of that mixture to surge together and meet up together in your third chakra of that beautiful blessing of God. And feel the energy become more empowered inside your solar plexus, empowering you with communication, movement, success, love, genuinity, uniqueness, prosperity and abundance, joy, rapture, charisma. And feel the energy surging up into your heart. And whatever you don't forgive, whatever resentments you have in your heart, chakra, start to release that energy down into the fire and push all negative energies and burdens into the ki. And feel the ki get a little heavier. And feel the energy of source surging into your heart, bringing in grace, bringing in love, bringing in forgiveness, bringing in fortitude, stamina, love, open-mindedness, adventure. And feel that love and that energy of that fire going up into your throat chakra. And as it goes into your throat chakra, ask Mother Mary, all of you, to ask Mother Mary to come in and give your throat chakra a blessing. And as she puts her light into your throat, she's asking you to not resist, to relax your shoulders, to stay out of your mind and be in the moment. Let yourself quiet your mind and come into your throat chakra to release and bring in the abundance of manifestation. Bring in the abundance of knowing yourself, understanding yourself, and bringing out your strengths and stating what is true for you in this very moment. And to let go of any burdens that have been holding you back, whether it be in the past, present, or future. And send all that energy down into your cord, into the ki. And just let yourself feel the energy surging up your face into your third eye. And feel the happiness and joy that your third eye has as these energies merge inside your third eye. Let this energy merge into your third eye and feel yourself clearing out your vision, bringing in your abilities, bringing out your love and your projections of mankind, and seeing only the things that will benefit others, will benefit yourself, and benefit everyone as a whole. To not put off things that are important in your life, but to be agile and respectful to yourself, to complete the things you have started. To feel this energy energizing the third eye. Now, what we want you to do is that we want you to drop the ki on your lower back and see it plummet into the earth, taking all that weight, all those burdens down into the earth. And as it's going down into the earth, it's transforming that energy into pure white light, like a comet going down into the earth, taking all your energy, all your progress, all your love, all your forgiveness, all the energy being shifted in this very moment. And let that ki find its hole that matches it, and then place the ki in the hole and turn it to the right until it locks. And then we want you to ask Mother Gaia, everyone to ask Mother Gaia to send back up electrical blue energy, back up your cord, into your spine, up the front of your body, into all your chakras, and that river of white light, and send it all the way up into your third eye, drawing up the blue energy into your third eye until you start to feel your mind expand. Let go energy. Go up into your crown chakra and explode as if your mind has become a fountain of white light and the water is pouring all over your body. White light is flooding over your body, clearing out your etheric, your angelic, and your spiritual bodies, allowing Serapis Bay to move in your energy field and take out burdens that you're carrying for other people. Energies that do not belong with you. Energies that are not yours. Energies of entities that shouldn't be with your frequency. Allowing yourself to be inspired by the people who inspire you. And allow yourself to open up to the adventure into the mystery of a great mystery. To allow your soul and your spirit to teach you more of what you've forgotten. Let that energy just spin around your body as if your legs have become a funnel, and allowing that funneling light to go down into your cord, back down into the earth, share with the earth the bliss, the energy, and the healing. At the same time, as this is happening, that crown chakra is becoming really blue and gold and pink and yellow. And I want you all to use that as a microphone to God. And I want you to say inside that beautiful light your intentions for today, what you want to learn in this lifetime, what you want to experience. And then the second thing I want you to talk grateful for. And then the third thing, to say into it a wish that you've always had, even as a child until you're an adult. And let yourself make a wish, even if you believe you could never have it. And I want you to see yourself pushing that ball of light from your body up into the earth, up into the sky, past the earth, up into the universe, past the sun. And feel when God receives that prayer. And then ask God to bless God, because everything begins and ends with God. Ask God to bless the Creator, angels and the masters, the star nations, the sun and the moon and the stars, all the star nations and all the planets and universes beyond our reach, beyond our mind's awareness, beyond our technology. Ask for a blessing upon our body, our mind, our love, our heart, how we accept love and how we accept healing and how we accept wisdom. Ask God to bless our mind to be open, to receive love at the deepest level that we will allow ourselves to have, to greet our soul in a way that makes a matrimony, a connection that can never be broken. Ask God to bless our mind and our brain. Ask God to bless all the diseases in our body, to eradicate and dissolve anything that is hurting inside our bodies and our tummies, our hearts. Ask God to bless your legs, your appendages, your chakras, the love coming from your body and the love coming to your body. And ask God to bless the earth beneath you, the life force of water, life force of the rainforest and the marshlands, the redwoods, the elder trees, the four-legged, the two-legged, the three-legged, the one-legged. Ask God to bless every insect and the bees and the butterflies that make our food, that make up our beauty. Ask God to bless our ozone layer. Ask God to bless our world leaders. Ask God to bless all the children coming into this planet, into this world. Ask God to bless all our generations and future generations and our ancestors and the people that were here before us. To bless the people who are on drugs or alcohol or home with a broken heart. Or ask God to bless all the doctors that are on somebody in the operation table. Ask God to bless all those people in institutions, mental hospitals, jails, and prisons. Ask God to bless all the children of this planet and all the animals. And at this time, I'm going to ask for my brothers and my sisters to come in to my high self. Asurutumi, Dulalku, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Rachel, Jobiel, El Moria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, Webuffo, Calf Woman, Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Krishna, Mary Magdalene, Metatron, Merton, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nana, Mother Teresa, Gani, Solari, Astaria, Grandma Lily, Antioga, Master Toth, Master Yuli, Master Kwan, Sanana, Nichanana, Mutanana, Treya, Sai Baba, Isis, Gaia, Yeshua, Joshua, Mahachohan, Pele, Lady Lextra, Lady Jessica, Lady Isis, Lady Portia, Master Bellatron, Master Lucius, Archangel Centaur, Palladian Galaxy Counselors, Peter, St. Francis, Master Moses, Andromedan, Atlantean, Zeus, to come into our high selves today and to lift our vibrations to the highest frequency that our high self will allow, allowing ourselves to give more of ourselves, of our soul, to be in it in our lives, and to extract and dissolve all the energies and all the trap doors and all the dysfunctional parts of energies that are being manifesting into our future for us to fail and to set us up for failure. Bless us as human beings to demolish and dissolve all the self-sacrifice and the self-illusions and all the self-sabotage that we do to ourselves as human beings. We ask you to lift our spirits and bring our soul into soul brilliance and to burn out the energies of cords connected to all the perceptions of life that have caused us dismay through many, many lifetimes until this one, to make that final decision to finally move through the energy and the embodiment of spirit, of soul, to allow the brilliance of that light to permeate and shine through all the obstacles of our path and help us to find the true parts of our soul, which is so unique and so uniquely beautiful because we've been created as individuals in our color and our frame of mind and the way that we see life and our love. Help us to see things the way you see things. Help us to see with our eyes from our heart and not so much eyes for control or greed or lust or any of those shortcomings that we are constantly in battle with ourselves. We ask you to enlighten us, to bring us clarity, understanding, to open us up, to feel the energy that surrounds us in a biblical sense, to expand our minds, expand our awarenesses, and to give us the ability and awareness to be able to have opportunity to show us the way home, to give us a certain sustenance, a nutritional energy of spirit, to help us see past the obstacles and see past the illusion and the face values of others, to see the beauty in each person that we meet, and to create a community within ourselves and able to love ourselves to the fullest capacity, to be able to accept others as who they are, and to be able to let spirit guide us on our path to stay. We thank you for this divine light, this divine love, and the energy that you bestowed upon us today, this day, tomorrow, and our future. Thank you, masters. Thank you, angels. Thank you, my ancestors who came in today to help each individual as I talk with them and the people that we're working with this in this very moment. Thank you, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary. So let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So as that awareness is coming in, Yeshua and Joshua are both working on pouring golden light into your crown chakras. And what this is doing is that it's eradicating and dissolving all the energies of connections of cords that you have just abrasively have been just trying to control everything, trying to control your life, trying to control your kids, trying to control yourself, trying to control others, and they're dissolving that. So you become a free-flowing individual to feel life's gifts inside you, exfoliating out from your heart to show you what the true path is in yourself. And then allowing yourself, Yeshua says that a lot of times in this lifetime that we have decisions to make, we have choices to make, but we always choose the opposite. Why do we do that? We know that the end is near. We know that we are here as guests on this planet, but we always do the opposite. As human beings, knowing something that's true for us means that you follow through. Doesn't mean you put it aside or you put it for next week or you put it in the back of your mind. It means that you act on it in that moment. And when you act on it in that moment, you will be surprised by the miracles you can create. Thank you, Yeshua.
Nice.
Okay. So there's an Andromeda Light Princess here. I met her one time before, and she's going into all your heart chakras. And what she's doing is that she's pulling out the energy of conflict, becoming a child into a teenager to a young person, and then that young person, young man, young woman, coming into a full-bodied man or woman. And she says there's always conflict between raising your kids or being raised by family or raising yourself. And we're always programmed to feel like we're not worthy of life because of the way we were brought up. And so she wants to dissolve all those energies in our heart chakra to remind us how special we truly are. Because we're all messengers. We're all leaders in some way, fashion, or form. And we're all here to step up into a new energy vibration so we can live together in a community and build the energy across this planet and to become one with the ever-going song and heartbeat of Mother Earth. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to let that go, push that aside. Thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, all the angels and ascended masters. Very powerful. Just perfect. So you have some new, this Andromedan woman. This is a new Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something? You have to turn your volume down if you can. Do you have it on?
Turn your volume down if you can.
What the heck was that?
I think you have something on.
Me? No, that's not me.
That wasn't you?
No, that was just my phone is on. I'm listening to you now.
That's weird. There was like an echo of my voice. It's hard enough to listen to my voice one time, and then I had to listen to it twice. Maybe it was worth repeating.
That was me. I have a brand new computer, and I don't know how to use it. And so I was like, "Oh no, I can hear more stuff going on here." So,
yeah, just keep try to turn the volume off on your computer if you're doing the show. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I have to have mine off too, and I turn the cell phone sound off so that that doesn't happen. But that's okay. That was beautiful, Matthew. So, so nice. We have a lot of people that I'm sure were really enjoying that activation. What a nice way to set the tone for the show. And I feel so relaxed now, even more relaxed and at peace. So I wanted to ask you, Matthew, if you had any thoughts about who you wanted to start with today, because we have a lot of people that are in the queue. And I have some thoughts, but I wanted to ask you if you had any feeling that you wanted to go with.
Well, the energy is high right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go ahead and let people know that I have, I'm teaching the first level of our etheric psychic surgery. What I found was, you know, over the years is that it's always better to create more teachers than students. I'd rather create more teachers than students because, you know, we're out here to teach each other and to reflect each other so we can go out in the world and make ripples and make affect people with the bounty of miracles that we can receive from these one-on-ones and from these classes. So I'm going to be teaching level one, which is the foundation of all the other levels. It's like the integrity part of learning discernment, protection, grounding, how to work on your cells, how to clear your cells. Because a lot of people say, I can't heal myself, I can't clear myself, and that's not true. You can. You just have to learn to get out of your mind and get more into your awareness and work with the masters who have a higher frequency to show you the dark ports that you have hidden inside yourself. So we, you know, on the first level, we teach people that. We teach people how to figure out for themselves and find solutions by working with the masters, which will give them impulses and which will give them insight, you know, from the way they understand it. Because I don't think people really truly believe that they can heal themselves. Because it's like this people, we're still doubting, you know, is this really energy? Is this really happening? Am I making an effect on this person? Am I being effective? You know, am I making a difference? Mm-hmm. And we always want to be validated by that. And so when you work with the masters in that technique, you can feel the energy in your body removing old belief systems, old programs, old energies that have been stuck there for a long time. So before you can get into the second, third, fourth, and fifth levels, of which is, you know, healing others, working on others, etheric psychic surgery, you know, you don't have to have the person there, just their name or a color, past life regression, soul retrieval, cutting cords, dissolving energies from the past, karma clearing, all that stuff, activations, that's how you have to have a foundation of where it comes from first and know and recognize which masters are going to benefit you the most and which ones are going to call to you and be with you and teach you how to really observe who you are, find out who, you know, what inside, what drives you, what generates the love inside you, what inspires you. Are you a feeler, seer, or amplifier, you know? And I was explaining this to somebody the other day, is that, you know, she goes, well, I'm not a seer, I'm just a feeler, I'm more empathic. I said, well, okay, so what we do is we work on your strengths, not your weaknesses. We work on your strengths, work on that empathic, and we fill that cup up. We fill that cup up enough that it spills over to a seer, then it spills over to a clairvoyant, then it spills over, and it keeps going that way. That's how the masters work. You know, their vibration, their frequency helps people to absorb more than they can ever, you know, imagine, to spill over to the next cup, you know. and will give them different insight. They'll recognize. A lot of people say, I got pains and I got headaches and I got all this stuff happening. It's like, well, yeah, that's wonderful. Why is that wonderful? Oh, that's growing pains. You know, you're coming out of a place where you were in this other belief, and now we're going to show you how to heal that. You know, we all of us have some kind of part of ourselves that is, you know, still in atrophy or still in dis-ease. And so bringing in the energy of that frequency automatically draws the brilliance out of us. And it's what we choose to hold on to that causes the pain. You know, when we have attachments to our belief systems, it causes pain. You know, it's like an old friend that we haven't seen, or we're going to say goodbye to this old friend, and we're going to grieve a little bit. And sometimes grieving comes through having pains or headaches or pains in the legs or pains in the arms or in the stomach, you know, and that's just a part of that growth. And it doesn't have to be prolonged. It doesn't have to be intense, because you have the tools and we have the masters and we have everything that we need to do that. So the first level of that is teaching people how to do that, how to get into that place where they can have self-discovery and how to help themselves. So, you know, before you work on anybody, you should always clear yourself first. Clear out your chakras, clear out your mind, clear out, get grounded. Have your team with you. Be supported. Feel validated. And then go out into the world and help the people. So the level one class is October 3rd, 4th, and 5th here in Mount Shasta. And so I'm going to be taking people up on the mountain over here, some of the vortexes up here, and doing a drumming circle and doing activation up on the mountain outside. And then I'm either going to pour lodge for the people in my class at the end of the weekend, or I'm gonna go to my dad's place and have it up there, so you know we can rock out. We got some really killer stuff happening, and then next two months later, I'm having the level two. I'm doing level two after that. So, anyways,
In Mount Shasta? No. That's important.
Everything's going to be in Mount Shasta. I'm doing all four levels, one back to back.
October.
1, 2, 3, 4. And then I'll be doing refresher courses between 1 and 2. I'll be doing conference calls with anybody who wants to join with that, you know, refresh the course over the phone, you know, like maybe $50 a person or something like that for just like a four-week program. And just get people to recognize what they have forgotten or relearn what they were taught. And then so I want to make sure people have it and got it before they move into the next level. You know, it's important for people to really get that, you know, before they can move on. So that's what I'm doing in this year.
So tell me the dates of this course, the first course that you mentioned, the
first course
level
is
one.
Third, fourth, the level one is 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Of October. And that's a weekend. And that's going to be in Mount Shasta. You have a place, like place where people are going to be staying.
It's 525 for the new students. Food and lodging is all included. For refresher courses, people, it's $250. And that's for level one. I'm doing the second one, the level two, December 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Okay. Great. And people can – do you have that on your website at ascendedmasterangels.com?
Yes. I just have level one on there now and the explanation of what we're going to be doing. So we've got a lot of good stuff happening this year. And it's just about time, you know. I'm just going to start doing it, but I want to be thorough. I want people to get this. I want people to be able to enjoy themselves when they're doing this work and not feel like it's a routine or I have to, you know. I want people to be able to – recognize the foundation of a grounding cord and how it can shift and change to something more brilliant than they've ever experienced before, you know, and different ways of protection, different ways of transmuting energy from bad to good, you know, and to be their own enlightenment. So, you know, I'm here to develop teachers, you know, and less students. I want people to be able to go out there and do it themselves. So that's what I'm about right now, and that was influenced by Master Pithumi. He's the one that told me to go out and do level one, start teaching level one. So that's what I'm doing now. And then this weekend, I'm going down to San Jose to go do a group healing, and then another sweat lodge on Saturday, and then family pictures on Sunday, and then come home. Oh, I didn't talk about this, but on Monday, on the 1st, the Travel Channel is coming up to Mount Shasta, and we're going to be singing for them.
Wow.
They come up here. We did Ancient Aliens here one time. They came through and they videotaped mm-hmm. us. And we were singing for them. They saw the lodge, and we talked to them about our spirituality and, you know, a little bit about that. And so the Travel Channel is coming up on Monday the 1st, and we're going to be doing this whole explanation of what each of us does and how we help hold the energy in space for the lodge, you know, and we do it by our singing, we do it by our prayers, and, you know, and what that means and what the mountain means to us and so forth. So it's a good educational program that will be on live, I believe. So, anyways.
That's great. You'll have to put the link up on Facebook for people to check it out when they do it, you know, when you're on.
The last time they came up and that red light went on that camera, I just froze.
You
and
well,
my dad hit me with a stick. He goes, hey, come on, just sing. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, I could talk on the radio like a, you know, like a crazy man, when I'm in front of a camera, it's completely different.
It's different, yeah. It's hard for me. You know, I did a couple of videos when I was in Canada recently. One was with Antonia Hoggins, and one was with Franco Di Nicola and James Fu with Antonia. And I was like sweating big time doing a video. You know, just knowing that like I was on camera. It's so much easier when you're just sitting in the comfort of your own home, being on the internet radio like this. But still, you know, people they love you and they're happy. I've had people say how nice it was to see my face and stuff. So I'm sure the more you're out there doing things, it's just like you said, everybody, this whole activation that you did was about helping people come into their own, taking that position of leadership and stepping up. And we're feeling more and more empowered to do that and more called to do that. And then here you are offering a course, which is to empower people to step into their power, to be that healer, to be the transformational person that's going to anchor the light and really bring
exactly.
assistance to humanity. So, you know, thank you for that. And that sounds awesome. Sounds great. So I'm psyched that you're doing that. And I encourage everybody to check that out, and if they need to, they can always either write you an email, but go to your everything is on your website, right? In terms of your email connection,
on my event page also, and I linked it to on the event page to the community of the Ascended Masters on Facebook. So person can go to there and see what people are saying. You know, and mm-hmm. see how many people are going, if they know anybody, you know, all that jazz.
Right,
but I know that in my heart of hearts that, you know, the masters do this because they know, they see the best in what's in me. And I don't always see that in myself, to be honestly true with you. I don't always see the best in me. I don't always see the good in me. I don't always feel my potential. I'm human, man. You know, I'm going to take back my will at any given moment, you know. But I'm trying, and I'm doing what I'm being asked to do. I'm following what they're telling me to do, and I fight tooth and nail not to follow what they say. But in the end, I have to really just let myself surrender, you know, because not only did I find my birth mother this year, a prayer that I've been holding on to, and not only did I move back here to Mount Shasta, where I love it, where I can just thrive here, you know, mm-hmm. with the water and the energy and the work and everything, you know. But I'm also, you know, I'm receiving a lot more than I've ever expected, you know. And there's just a charismatic, beautiful energy that's being created between me and my children. And that's something that I thought I would never have before. And I never thought, oh, yeah, I have children. And then it feels good to say it. And then it feels good to take them to the store and dress them up. But, you know, I just didn't know them for a long time. I didn't know who my son was. I didn't know who my daughter was. And even though they're not my, you know, they're not my blood, after 3 years, we're starting to have, you know, a mutual connection that I'm starting to feel very loving towards their maturity, loving towards their values, loving towards their, worry more and more about them every day. But it's just, you know, it's a miracle that I never thought I would get there. I never thought I would get to this place with my children. You know, I was always like, oh man, they're a burden. How am I gonna just be with my wife by herself? You know, they're always in the room. They're always eating in the bed. They're always, you know, and just complaining. And there's just aspects of kids that bring out a certain part of me that mm-hmm. makes me feel proud about what I'm doing. And as long as they see me doing their dad doing the things that I've been meant to do, maybe they'll start listening to God too. Maybe they'll start doing the things that they're inspired by, you know. And so that's what we're trying to teach. And I'm trying to be that role model. I'm trying to be that leader for my kids and my family to have a good life, you know. And then the only way I know how to do it is to mm-hmm. listen, just follow follow my heart, you know. And that's one of the hardest lessons I've ever had to do in this life is follow my own heart, because I don't even trust myself. I'm starting to, though, you know. So
it's interesting, to hear that you're not even trusting yourself all the time. It seems like you're have to trust yourself, you know. So it's kind of shocking to hear that, actually, even though it makes you very human. I mean, you're still very human and you're real and, you know, but you're totally right with that. This is why it's great to be tuning into this and tuning into what works for all of us. If we're drawn to study with you or with another healer or shaman or whatever we feel connected to and that fits right for us and that feels the best, I think we are to be pursuing that and checking it out and for you to be listening more and more to what they're saying. And so that's great that you're doing that. And now you're back on the radio. It's been almost a month since I've had you on the show.
Yeah.
So it's everybody's missed you.
And the thing about it is that I've always been a speaker about my emotions. That's why I was brought up. I don't like to hold anything back. You know, I have character defects, and you know, we've been taught as children to express ourselves. And you know, I might express myself a little bit more than I should, a lot of times I just feel like it's going to help somebody, you know, by how I feel inside. And that's always been my kind of my rank, you know. But anyways, what I'd like to do right now, with your permission and anybody else, I'd like to start working on people, if that's possible.
Yeah. So you'd like to start taking calls?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I meant that.
Excellent. Well, my dear Matthew, here we go. Look at that. All right, it's only an hour into the show. And let me go back to the page we were on. I'm on another page. We have so many people in the queue, Matthew, so I just wanted to, I'll just check back with you. I could take some calls. There's a lot of people that I could take. I wanted to see if there's anything that was calling out to you or any messages you're getting about who needs to be answered first.
Do you want me to look at numbers or tell you names?
Do you want me to say some numbers to you? Do you want me to say
some
numbers to you?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Yeah, let me call an Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Merlin's pushing his way through. Okay, come on in, Merlin.
Okay. All right. So these are the numbers. We have a 586. We have a 630. We have a 561, 928.
586.
586. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go, 586. We're coming. Hello, 586. You're live on the CJ Miller Show with Matthew Bueno.
Hi, CJ. Hi, Matthew. This is Teresa.
Oh, hi, Teresa. Hi, Teresa. CJ. CJ. Moon. It's my friend. It's my friend Gemini Moon, right?
Yes. Yes.
I'm calling you my own name. I'm like so verklempt. That's so exciting. Oh, I met Teresa. Matthew. I don't know. Have you guys talked? Have you had a reading with Matthew before? She's one of our regular listeners. I met her. She came out to see Franco at an event. We hung out together. Gemini Moon, she's been one of our regular listeners since way back when you first started with us on Cosmic Current. So she's a wonderful lady, so fun, so cool. I miss you. So thanks for calling.
I miss you too.
And I'm so happy that we took your call. So here you go with Matthew. So
I am too. Thank you.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Matthew. I'm honored. I was hoping you'd pick my number. I feel like I won the lottery.
What can I do for you today?
You know, just a general reading.
General reading. Okay. Do I have your permission to connect to myself?
You may.
Okay. So I'm connecting to God, connecting to the Masters, going to your high self. Okay. So one of the things that they want to do first is right now is they want to start. Wow, this has been like, it feels like it's been forever since I've been doing this. My goodness, this is awesome. Okay. So the first thing they want to do is they want to start taking off some of these stuck energies around the back of your neck, your throat, your forehead, your chest, your right behind your heart. And Masakuthumi is saying some of these energies are about not being in your complete truth. It means that you're stepping into a power, but you're still envious of others and what they're doing, sort of like daydreaming about how you see yourself doing it. And he says, you know, it's really important that, you know, that you choose in your life to do something inspirational. And it's important that, you know, you become a part of what you're doing is a part of you, that it's not separated from you, that it's a part of you, that when you step into your energy and you step into the work that you want to do or you want to experience, you know, it's important for you to be a well-rounded individual with the awareness of what, you know, maybe just the intention about how you want to progress and move, but you have to move in one direction or another because standing still doesn't let you go anywhere. He says that you have all this potential in your energy field. You have all this potential in your mind and in your heart. You have a lot of light energy veils that need to be out more into the world. And it's like you're keeping a lot of energies to yourself. And these are old imprints in your bodies. And so Archangel Michael right now is coming in, Lady Nada, Mary Magdalene, and they're starting to pull all those energies off your body. And a lot of this old energy comes from your familial paradigms. And the familial paradigms comes from the masculine energy or the male aspect of your family. And there's like this hidden agenda with the male aspects of your generations. It's like they say one thing but then mean another. And some of that assumptional energy or that when there's too much quietness, we kind of want to feel it. We want to fill it up with our own thoughts or our own assumptions or belief systems. And then there's a lot of that energy. It's like we constantly repeat the same things we've been doing, but then change our mind about it. If we're enthusiastic about doing something in our life that is going to inspire us and other people, we get bored with it right away and decide to do the same thing and then tell ourselves that we can't do it. So there's like this ongoing confusion. Like there's two salmon swimming together, and they look at each other, and one's in clown clothes and the other one's in a suit. And then, you know, and they look at each other and they judge each other instead of laughing at each other. Because sometimes life itself is not serious. You know, we got to play dress up and just pretend and act of ourselves, but all at the same time, we got to take chances and be something that, you know, that we can overcome. So they're dissolving all the energies from your familial paradigm into right now, and they're creating, Archangel Raphael just came in. He's going to be doing a recalibration program for you tonight. He's going to recalibrate your crown chakra with your soul body. He says that you really hold a lot in. Even Raphael's talking about this. He says that you're holding a lot into yourself. You're holding out from the world. You know, you got to release some of the energies that you have, and don't be afraid about what you have. If you have something beautiful, you have something majestic, you have something you need to share with the rest of the planet. You know, and it doesn't matter what the world is telling you, what the media is telling you, what the news is telling you. Do your own thing. Do the thing that drives you to excel. Does that resonate with you?
It does. It does. Okay. It resonates very heavily, especially I think it's more standing at the crossroads and deciding where I'm going to take my energy and how I'm going to utilize that. And I feel that I'm just at that point of deciding how I'm going to recreate myself. That's why I haven't moved forward, because I'm waiting for something to really, really resonate, if that makes sense. I've been looking, and I'm more into frequency at this point in time, and I think that to me feels like that's where I'm heading.
Okay. And Mother Mary says that some of that energy you just described is the same energy about having imprints and energies in your etheric body. And sometimes when we have confusion or filters in us that are not showing us clarity right away, we start to hold back or we start to feel held back. And we start to self-sabotage ourselves. So what she wants to do is that she wants to go into your heart chakra right now, into your etheric field, and there's a blueprint in there. And sometimes blueprints can give off not exactly what we're looking for. We know that's there, and it's potential, and it's a way, an opportunity, but because of familial paradigms or people in our past or our parents in our DNA, we're subject to take on some of their own burdens and not allow ourselves to see with our own eyes. And we walk, you know, in the way that our parents did or our relatives did, and we're doing the same thing that they did. But you're taking the torch and moving it, you know, and you're going further than they ever had before. So they're going into your heart chakra right now and clearing up all that burden inside your heart chakra. And then your throat chakra, and I can feel that changing. And now they're going in the back of your neck. Archangel Michael's there. There's an imprint of have-tos. And when someone tells you have to do this or you have to do that, we're defiant. I'm not doing what you're telling me to do. Even though it's a good idea, I want myself to have this idea. Why are you telling me this? I'm not doing it now. Shoot, forget about it. So that's what, you know, that's in the back of your neck right there. And Mark Angel Michael, just know that you are blessed, that you have been a blessing to many people in your lives more than you know. And you're one of our favorites.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did that help
you
a little bit?
Yeah, I heated up like a little heater. I mean, just a lot of energy, just unbelievable. I'm just sweating, and I don't think it's from anything else.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. You're receiving this from your heart. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. Aww. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks for calling
good
in, Teresa.
Good to hear you. We'll talk soon.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Lots of love. Bye.
Lots of love. Bye.
Okay, bye. Aw, that was really nice. Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm hanging up the right person. Okay, so she actually went off. Yeah, I love Teresa. She's such a sweetheart. It's so funny. I've known her as Gemini Moon for so long. And then we finally met at... the conference, the first conference I went to with Franco was in at the Oneness, the new Oneness Center that they're opening up there with his kids and such. And so many people came that are fans of the show, both shows, the C.J. Miller show with you and with Franco Di Nicola. And she was one of the people that it was so fun to be around everybody. And only one person said that I was much sweeter on the radio than I am in person.
No way.
Well, I don't know. We'll see if he's listening. His name is David. He was like, oh, you just sound so much sweeter on the radio. And I was like, well, what does that mean? But, I guess, you know, if all you knew was that your wife was being sweet and nice to you, she was never telling you to pick up your socks, maybe she would sound very sweet. I don't know. It's one of those things.
Hey, that wasn't my idea. That was Merlin.
The socks. I know. That was a funny one. Well, I don't think I have any dirty socks on the floor. If I have them, they're in – it's the summer, you know, so socks are not we got other things. But anyway, we're off to a great start here, Matthew. And I have a couple more. I have one that I would like to take. I have a couple more requests from people. One is an oldie but a goodie, and one is another big fan that is also somebody that I met this summer that I would love to have come on. So, all right, I will... let's take the oldie but a goodie. We'll get her done, and we love her. And then after that, we'll take old Eleanor Roosevelt on the way. Just so you know, there. That's a little joke. We'll tell you the story of Eleanor. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. You're on the C.J. Miller Show. Hi. This is an oldie but a goodie. So guess who it is, Matthew?
Do you recognize this voice, Matthew? Do you know who this is?
Oh, my God. Of course. As a psychic, I did not see that coming. Yeah.
thought coming. I just thought it was the perfect segue, Claudia, talking about dirty clothes laying around the room. And I was just the perfect person to go next because I do, I happen to have a lot of dirty clothes laying around here, so I figured, no. Your timing is everything,
well,
I was thinking.
It's so perfect. We used to live together in a dorm room in college, and we were like, we were both Oscar Madison, basically. There was no Felix Unger to clean us up. We needed him. But anyway, I'm so happy to have you. And go ahead. Please talk to Matthew, our beloved Matthew. He's back.
Hello, beloved Matthew. I'm excited listening about this new event you have coming up, actually. It's really cool. And, I mean, it's just perfectly timed, I feel like, too, with the equinox that it's like all these different changes are coming, and then this is like the perfect, you've like timed it, perfect timing, when people are getting ready to really start anew and connect to, like, that's just my gut feeling.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel that too, you know, and it's just it's something that, it's like evil Knievel level. You know, this is where we take the chances and dive really, really deep into everything all at once. And then, you know, we usually come out the other side with just a couple broken bones, you know, maybe some scrapes. But, you know, it's just, it's all about, giving as much as we can. And the beautiful thing about this level one is that it's constantly changing. It's not, the foundation is constantly changing. It's constantly refurbishing itself. It's constantly raising its vibration. It's constantly changing in the way that we deliver it, you know. So the refresher course is that the old students will be taking will probably be learning a lot more things than they remember. So it's just a marvelous level that, you know, people get to start to look at themselves as they are being seen by God through the feeling. You know, the verbiage is there, and that's what makes it unique. You know, you just don't say, okay, you're going to sit here for a while for 20 minutes and receive this energy. They want to talk through the whole thing so they could do play-by-play and get people to be more aware about the changes happening in their body in that each moment that occurs. And that gives them insight and awareness to what they're doing, and then they can become that more effective by the energies that they give. So, you know, it's going to be up here in Mount Shasta, you know. And
well, it has to be, you know, honestly, there are all these new guidance and different kinds of masters on different levels that are also coming in and now aligning with what seems to be new frequencies that we're coming into. Like, it seems like generally as a whole, the whole human collective, whether they like it or not, they're moving up in frequency, and different kinds of guides and different sorts of masters seem to be introduced. I mean, it seems like you're introducing us to different masters on a regular basis, too. So it makes sense that your curriculum is expanding and this is really so fresh and new. So that's nice. It's nice to hear about it. So here I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am an oldie but a goodie. I wanted to know about two things for myself, because really, actually, all in all, I'm pretty good. Two things. I'm having a little trouble breathing lately. I've been having some respiratory problems. And the other question I was going to ask about is new love in my life. So either one of those two topics, either what's going on in my lungs or what's going on with my breathing or new love.
Whoa.
So you want to know what's going on in your lungs and when your new love is coming into your life?
Yeah, either one of those two things or both, any, that's what's on my mind.
I see an octopus in your future.
You see a what in my future? Uh-oh.
An octopus.
somebody with eight arms and legs really enhances the experience.
There you go. So let me see. And are you sure the octopus is in your amakua?
I don't know. I'm not even sure what that means, to be honest with you.
Amakua is your spirit animal in Hawaii. You know, they have like the the turtle is the one that won. Amakua is like your spirit guide, your spirit animal in Hawaii.
Is it my personal one? Because I'm not even sure how we've been acquainted. I always think of myself with a dolphin.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. That's weird. I'm seeing an octopus. It's orange, and it has like these diamond eyes, and it's like floating on your left side of your body. And it's telling you that, you know, not all things are sicknesses. Everything is all about purging. A lot of times when you're purging energy, a lot of your old belief systems are in combativeness or in conflict about what's happening in your body. So automatically your body reacts. So let's go ahead and I'm going to bring in some palladium energy from my high self and just tap into your top worker right now. And I'm going to go right into your lungs and look into your lungs right now with Master Kuthumi, Archangel Michael, Serapis Bey, John the Baptist. Okay, Isis just came in. Okay. So it looks like there's some kind of flu inside your left side of your lung, and there's like all these little red dots in there. And it looks like there's some kind of flu symptoms that are started to occur, and then you kind of fell into this other deeper sickness or can't breathe or like panic or fear happening in your left lung. And so we're going to go in there right now into your left lung and start pulling that energy out. Serapis Bey is saying that, you know, you have this unique indigestion. It's like, you know, you just need sometimes to burp, and it's okay. You know, I mean loud. You know, not inhibit yourself, you know. And just let the air come out. I mean, we're not saying to just like in a restaurant with wood floors or anything, but, you know, we're saying just like let yourself release the air that's coming out of your body and don't resist it. Because there seems to be a lot of purging happening in your body. And so what Archangel Michael is doing is that he's pulling out all his energies. Okay, all right, so there's something else going on here. He says there's a manifestation of negative projections at you, either from tourists or by other people around in the village. It's coming from behind you. And there's some jealousy energies in there. And so what we're going to do is that we're going to pull in some energies from the Palladian Light Council again and surround your crown chakra with that and then clear out your etheric body there. All right, so I just need you to breathe down your grounding cord as they eradicate that part of your body. All right. My Auntie Olga just came in. She says, whenever you have like this feeling of nauseousness or dizziness or you feel like you can't get enough air in your, lift up your arms. Lift up your arms and just push everything down into your grounding cord. You must remember to have a grounding cord.
Okay, so
Serapis Bey is now going into your left lung again. He's pulling out all this energies out of your left lung. And that octopus is actually making a crown in your subconscious mind and showering down energies from your high self. The octopus is not just an octopus. It's a shapeshifter. And it's turning into like a blue, not a dolphin, but a blue whale, a record keeper, to remind you about how old your soul is and how this petty sickness or this petty, reactions to life doesn't have anything to do with you, because the more wisdom and knowledge that you know you have, the less you let yourself be affected by other people's notions or judgments or energies being shot at you. Because Kauai is that place where, you know, the veil is super thin. And if you think negative thoughts about somebody, it's going to come back at you. Okay.
Yeah. They must be from other people, negative thoughts from them to me, because to be honest with you, I personally mostly think nice thoughts about everybody.
We're not talking about you.
You probably could tell. What comes out of me is usually just wishing that everybody else would be okay or do the best they can or try to help them. I realize that.
Yeah.
It could be from others.
If you retaliate with a negative thought back to that person or those people like that, then that could happen to you. But because the veil is very thin in Hawaii, as long as you have that altar that you go to every morning or that you find your way, that direction that you pray in, you know, you'll be gifted with the opportunity to let go. And so as they're clearing out the left lung, there's panic in your left lung too. Archangel Michael says the panic is like you're asking and questioning yourself right now. Is this where I'm supposed to be? Is that true?
So where I'm supposed to be? I wonder, like, what's coming next, or what I'm, is this what I, what more am I supposed to do that I haven't figured out yet?
Okay. Is there any panic in your body, in your lungs, in your?
Yeah, I had a lot of panic. I couldn't breathe. Okay. You know, I was panicked, and that would be the main panic is I couldn't get any air.
Okay. All right. So let's clear all that energy. So do you feel a shift from the time that we started talking till now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do feel like we let some things out and we released them.
Okay.
And also I feel like as you're speaking, I basically, that energy of what you were saying with that octopus or whatever put around me like a blue crystalline field so that any of those other energies or other people's thoughts of jealousy or not necessarily positive thoughts would not be able to even be penetrated. They couldn't even come through. So that would be
That's good vision. She put it was a female octopus, and she put a bunch of bubbles around you, and the bubbles turned into pearls. And the pearls, as they turned into pearls, they were absorbing all the toxicities in your field.
Yeah, like an aqua blue color. That was what came around my. Yeah, so that's good. I like that. That worked.
You sensed it. Yeah, you sensed it. That's good.
I'm a little psychic, Matthew. Oh my God.
Yeah, all the people.
the other people. Any word on love? Is my love? Is what's cooking for me? Anything cooking?
Mother Mary says that it's sooner than you think. But we're looking into October right now. October will give you around the 15th to the 18th of October.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
15th to the 18th. Mm. But you got to be playful, or you got to be playful, or he won't recognize you.
I try, like I said, I have other. I'm basically a light energy, and when things get even heavy around here, I like do other. I'm going to. I already know. Light.
Okay.
Light. That's how I've been talking.
So
it's light.
Be playful, you know. Dress playful, you know. I'm not talking about walking around in a tie-dye bikini or anything, but, you know, just be playful. Just
why
like,
not?
You know, wear things that are fun to you and to your inner
self.
You know.
Yeah. Good. You've helped me a lot. As usual, I'm feeling again on the top of the world.
Okay.
Yay.
I love it, Matthew, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you, darling.
Aww,
I love you. Thank you, Claudia.
I love you, too, Lainey. Yeah, Helene, thanks for calling. I hope that octopusy helps you. It sounds like she does it.
Yeah. It's got to be eight arms and legs, I tell ya.
Oh, gosh. All right, then. All right, lots of love to
you. Love you guys.
Feel
good.
Keep up the good work, my dear. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, honey.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, she's always so funny. I love Lainey's laugh, you know. She does that first laugh, like, ho, ho, ho. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I've been her friend for an age, but a lot of people say they love that laugh. So she comes on. She's a little bit of healing, a little bit of comic relief, and then on to the next. So thank you so much for calling, Helene. Helene Lipson, everyone. She and I have a show together next week. We're back with Cosmic Currents. So she's my buddy, and she's got her own show, too, here on Blog Talk Radio. So I mentioned Eleanor Roosevelt before because it's kind of a joke with this one listener that we have from our show. And Matthew, it's funny because I was calling her Eleanor in one of the shows that I did about my Canadian friends. And And then I saw her at the next retreat. She came to two Franco retreats that I went to, and she's like, you were calling me Eleanor the whole time. So her name is really Evelyn. But, you know, now I make a joke with her. I call her Eleanor Roosevelt. And so she likes that. She has been asking. She's actually going to come on the radio with us. You would love this girl. She is she's from Pennsylvania, and I'm just so happy to be able to bring her on to speak with you. So here we go. Here we go. Up in the 717. Hello, Evelyn. Evelyn. Eleanor.
Hello, my dear. That was hilarious. Yes, Eleanor. Serious. Eleanor Roosevelt follows Lainey, who's absolutely the most playful, awesome voice I've heard. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I think you guys just made me laugh, so I came out of my seriousness. It's awesome.
You know, the thing is funny. Your last name is Guadalupe, yeah?
Oh, yes, I just friended you.
And,
saw that.
And,
uh-huh.
And my my grandfather's name was Guadalupe Palacios.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's beautiful. I love that last name. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. When I lived in San Antonio, everybody thought it was my first name because Hispanics usually do have it as a first name. But I'm special, so I get it as a last name. Thank you.
So what can I do for you today?
Well, actually, a whole bunch of things and then really just nothing. I wanted to hear what my higher self really wants me to know right now because I feel like I'm on a precipice of abilities that are starting to, I think, tap, knock, yell at me, and I would love to unlock that. But whatever message or whatever you can read would be lovely.
Okay. Evelyn, a.k.a. Eleanor, do I have your permission to make her high self?
Please.
Okay. So I'm connecting to God, the Masters, and I'm placing you in my workshop and put pink, purple, blue around you and some green straight into your crown chakra. And one of the things that Mother Mary wants to talk to you about is about perception. Perception is the key to your abundance, and abundance is the key to your perception. They play off each other. When you perceive yourself as being a healer or coming into your own, you almost want to have an abundance of goals or insights or creations or anything that comes to you and to love every aspect of yourself as you're doing this. When you're creating yourself in the moment, she wants you to believe in what you feel inside is true for you. And when you feel inside yourself about being truthful to yourself, you start to create your world. When you create your world inside yourself with creativity, abundance, and perception, you start to abundant yourself and expand your field. And when you expand your field, you allow more abundance and perception to come into your life to show you the path that you're completely and have always been on. So the energies of process is what's moving to you right now, she says. And process means that you have to, it's very important to get up and make affirmations for yourself in the morning, to tell yourself from your throat chakra how true this life is for you, how that on your path every opportunity is going to meet you. It's going to show you the successes that you need to have in this world and in this life. You're going to meet the people who are going to inspire you and network with to expand yourself and to expand yourself into the places where you need to go following your heart. Sometimes when we take on burdens from other people, we take on their verbiage, and we don't allow ourselves to express ourselves fully from what and who we are as a person. And so there's a lot of energy of male aspect in your throat chakra that keeps you hidden, to keep yourself hidden and in the background when you need to be up front holding up the picket sign and says, I am light. I am here because I am God's favorite. And when you see yourself as God sees you, you allow yourself to open yourself up much more. Does that all resonate with you?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Mostly, yes. I'm trying to process everything you're saying, but yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can elaborate on?
Okay.
The perception thing.
Yeah, Master Hilarion is coming in, and he's going to unblock your crown chakra because you've been blocked. In the past, you've been a white witch. You've been, it looks like you've been some kind of priestess with ocean and shells and looks like symbolisms. Looks like Wiccan. Looks like there's pagan. There's a celestial or celestian energy in you. Been a person not of sacrifice but of ceremony that prays under the moon, that prays with rocks. I'm going back a little further, and it looks like you were one of those Aztec Indians way, way back then. And there's like a personal, the personal relationship you have with the sun, and so and hieroglyphics. So all that energy is in your field, but Master Hilarion says that you have all this abundance and all this awareness and all this, all these perceptions of your life. But what you don't have right now, you don't have it in the moment. You're kind of living on someone else's meal ticket rather than being in your own power. So what we want to do for you is that we want to clear the energy block that you have in your, and it is a curse. It's a curse in your crown chakra. And this curse has to do with energies that did not, what you were doing in this three lifetimes is that the first lifetime you were trying to talk about how people can empower themselves and be free, and be free to think, and be free to act, and be free to create for themselves. And the priests were not ready to hear this in the Roman Church. The second time that you brought it up as a Native American, and you brought it up to them, and you said, I'm going to pray this way whether you like it or not, and they end up killing you. And because you always spend a lot of time alone. The third time you did it, you're a Wiccan, and some of the priests and your teachers were not happy about you surpassing them, because they were, but you found them and they found you. And one of the men is in your life today that is still having to deal with some jealousy issues and some energy of competitiveness and conflict, and he's in your life today. So what we're going to do is that we're going to clear this curse, Master Hilarion, Archangel Michael, Raphael. We're going to clear this curse in your crown chakra, and then after that, we're going to clear the energy between you and that gentleman. Okay, so I want you just to open up your mind, open up your hands. My Auntie Olga is going to come over and put her palm print, and she only has three fingers, so don't trip out. She's Palladian. She's going to come put her hand right on your heart chakra, and when you feel the pressure in your chest, just start breathing down your grounding cord. Do you have a grounding cord?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, and as you're feeling that energy, just push that energy out. Whatever thoughts and emotions come up for you at this time, just know that it's relieving you, releasing, and setting you free. Okay. So here comes the energies as it's releasing, and that they're taking, it's called, there's a little bit of soul retrieval, because everything that was done was against your will. The energy that's being transmuted is about taking back your power, and this power is coming back into right choice, to where you feel more confident about the choices you make, rather than feel like, oh, I don't know, like on the fence, on the fence, on the fence, off the fence, off the fence, on the fence. So, you know, it's like now you're going to have concrete evidence that what you're doing is true for you, rather than just a guess or maybe I should or curious. You know, you already have it in you. You have a lot of different aspects of energies inside you. You know color spray. You know metaphysics. You know, you have all this insight about how to heal, but you just have to put it out in the world to give it activation. When you give something activation, you give it life. That means, you know, trial and error. Who's going to accept this? Who's not? You know, a lot of people that what we do in the etheric psychic surgery, they don't know what the heck it is, you know, and say, oh, it's just psychic. No, it's not that. It's more than that. You know, the masters are doing the work, so it's effective. If I was doing the work, I would do it a completely different way, and it probably wouldn't stick. That's why we send the masters in to take care of it, because they know how to extend life, because they don't have agendas. They don't have egos, you know, and they only love you completely. All right, so let the energy come through. And as you feel the tingling in your arms and your legs and your fingertips, just send it all into your down into your grounding cord to help heal the earth. Okay, are you sensing that now? Was that a yes or?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Keep breathing
and moving. This is way more than I expected.
Just let all the energy go down. And as you're doing this, you're going to constantly confirm to yourself, reconfirm that you are free. You are free to choose. You are free to be open. And God has a plan for you. And there's nothing in this world that you can't do and you can't create, because you were brought to this earth as a gift. Okay, all that energy that you're feeling is all you. All everything that was held back from you, everything that was kept from you, and blocked from your high self. Just let all the energy come in and just let yourself be grateful.
I am so grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you, all
of you.
You're welcome. All of you.
I love you too, Evelyn.
Oh, my gosh.
Did that help you? Did that help you a little bit?
Was that a joke?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I can't collect myself. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Matthew, thank you. CK, thank you. Thank you. Wow. I'm overwhelmed.
Wow. Okay, please take a deep breath. And is there any way that Matthew, you would suggest for her to just come back into, you know, what's a good way to...
Send me your email, and I'll send you the morning meditation activation that I did not too long ago.
Okay.
And then I'll send it to your email, and you can listen to that one and learn to practice how to call in the energy for yourself.
Okay.
And on the event page and on my website, there's a bunch of other activations, but I think the morning activation will really help you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Very powerful.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm completely speechless right now. I can't. Wow, Matthew. You are so gifted. Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For this lovely, wonderful, amazing gift. I am free. Thank you.
Hey, I have a class in October. You can
yes, I know, and it's coming to my mind.
You can learn to do this yourself.
Yeah, you're powerful. Oh, my God. Well, what a reading. At least you can listen to it again, you know. There.
DJ, put that replay up quick.
it's there. It's going to be there, but I'll put it up right after the show. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. I am so glad. I was moved to call you. I was in the middle of gazing at the stars, and I remembered seeing your post earlier, and I thought, she's been talking about this, Matthew. Let me hear him. Matthew, I apologize. I never heard of you before, CJ.
Oh, you only listened to Franco. I thought you listened
to
Matthew.
No, and then, but when I caught you guys, he was doing, Matthew, you were doing the opening, and I immediately dropped right in. I just dropped right in and followed it, and it was incredible. But he called me outside to my backyard to look at the sky and the stars, and I was doing that up until Helen got on, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm sorry. I'm blubbering. I can't do things at once. I'm processing.
You would love Evelyn if you had her in a class. She would never stop asking questions. She's a good student.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, I'm speechless like right now, so this is helpful. You set me up, Matthew.
No, she's great though. She's very focused, very into it. She's a perfect student, and you are a healer. I mean, come on, there's something definitely in you. You're a very powerful girl.
Yeah.
So,
it takes two.
Yeah.
It takes two.
It takes one to know one, right? Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, right?
Those are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you. Blessings.
Oh, thank you. And blessings to your beautiful daughter, Allie.
Yes.
She came with her daughter to the conferences, to the retreats. So
I'm going to have her re-listen to this. She's going
to
want to reach out to Matthew immediately.
Yes. Look at this. All right. Let's share
thank
in the beauty.
You.
Okay. Much
I
love to
it.
You, my dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Oh, wow. Awesome. Okay. Wow, that was very powerful. Mm-hmm.
Let me just go ahead and just put my number out there, you know, and let everyone know that, you know, this is a part of what we're teaching. You know, this is a part, you know, for a long time, I worked just doing this work, but I really want to share this part of my life, this part of who I am, and share everything that I received over the years and put it down into a 3-day intensive. And put the level one out there and let people, you know that that's available to them, that opportunity. I'm offering that to anyone who wants to learn. There's 4 levels to our entire class. The 5th level is about working with others, you know, learning how to do psychic work or etheric psychic surgery by just hearing the voice and asking people, then connecting to their vibration. And so my number, you know, if you ever want one-on-one readings, my number is 530-276-3642, and my website is www.ascendedmasterangels.com. And then during the week, we usually have activations and or prayer groups or healing groups or group healings on our community page on the community of Ascended Masters and Angels. So you're welcome to join us. You know, there's not any kind of questionnaire. Just as long as you come and you have respect for each other, and you're willing to do and participate in the work for yourself and learn how to do this for you. So, yeah, do we have anybody else ready for a reading?
We have a lot of other people. I'm writing some things in the chat, Community of Ascended Master Angels on Facebook.
Awesome.
And I also put in your phone number and your website for people, Ascended Master Angels. The phone number is 530-276-3642. And definitely people are being called to step up, and this is a perfect reminder. I just felt very moved by that last work that you did with Evelyn.
I have to reiterate real quick, just let Evelyn know that if she's still listening, Master Hilarion just popped in and says that the man that that was causing havoc in her life or conflict is now being released from his burdens as well. And his right shoulder is starting to not hurt as much anymore because he's been having some weird jaw issues or something about clenching his jaw, and it's been traveling down his right shoulder. So anyway, he says to tell Evelyn that he's released now too. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So she kind of left fast.
She's still here. She's still listening. She's still in the queue, so I can see her. So I'm sure she's I'm sure she heard that, and I have a feeling I know who that person is, so that's interesting. Okay. I do have somebody else that I think needs where are they? I'm just going to make like an executive decision here and take a call, because it's funny. I just have to tell you, who's been listening and making comments on the show is Christine Northrup, who is my friend, the shaman here, that we were on the radio last week. And she just wanted to give a big hug to you, Matthew, a big etheric hug to you. She would like some healing, but she keeps saying, there's somebody new that needs to have a reading with him. So, So I just wanted to say that she passes on a hug and lots of love to you. And I'm looking for the number of the person that I think is the one that you're supposed to read next. A friend of Helene's, somebody that I met in L.A., and I don't remember, I'm not so good with names and faces when I see them, but not names and faces together, I don't know. So I just want to get a shout out to Nora from New Mexico, and that is a friend of Helene who loves the show and loves us and would love to get a reading with you. And she's been on, I think she's in the queue, so I would love to take this. I have a feeling Nora should be next, so I'm going to go for her. 505 is the number. Okay, I'm going to take that. Here we go. Let's check it out. Hello, is
Hello.
This Nora from New Mexico? Hi.
This is Nora. Hi.
Hi. Well, thanks for calling in. It's Helene has said such nice things about you, so I'm glad that you could call into the show. Welcome to Matthew Bueno on the CJ Miller Show.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I've really enjoyed this evening. It's been really magical. I was having kind of a rough day, so it was nice to come home and just check in with some really real people who are solid. I feel it. So, but I wanted to ask Matthew, I've been having some conflict in my life around a certain theme with very close people in my life. And it's hard for me to distinguish whether this is energy that's calling me to move away from these people, or I'm having trouble transforming the energy in the moment to make it a transformative experience for myself, so I don't keep running into this energy. And I just wondered if there was any insight that Matthew could offer me on that, and also, because I want to move past it. I want to be able to, get a better handle on that. So.
Okay, so do I have your permission to take to myself?
Yeah.
First of all, hey, Nora, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple.
Oh, awesome.
Yay.
And between 1 and 12, what's your favorite number?
7.
Oh, almost. Okay, good. All right, well, then it's not as bad as I thought it was. Okay. All right, so... we're going to go ahead and connect your high self. And I know. Sometimes, different – when people get readings from people a lot, and people come at people the same way every time, I'm going to look at your energy, or I'm going to look inside yourself, or I'm going to look here, I'm going to look there. Sometimes whatever you're holding on doesn't want to be found. So what we do is that we change it up by having you say a number, which is a vibration. 8 was the number that came through for you, which is the teacher energy, which is the infinity energy, which is like, you can't hold me back, I'm going to do whatever it takes to. And 7 is like a neutral number, but it's also a number of completion. So, and the color, purple, is like a real high vibration. So your soul is ready to transform. So I'm saying these energies to you because you're holding on to something in your energy field. There's a couple entities in your field, and I don't want you to panic, okay? These entities have been like... causing claustrophobia in you in your life, kind of been holding you in like a trap feeling, like you can't move or you're paralyzed or you can't do the right things or say the right things or move in the right direction to get any kind of opportunity or reflection of positivity. So what we're going to do is that I'm going to call in Yeshua, Christ, Mother Mary, Joshua, John the Baptist, Raphael, and they're coming in, and they're going to actually pull them off of your field. And there's one right smack dab in the middle of your face. I mean, he's just sitting there like a blob of darkness, right on from your top of your head down to your chin, hanging off your chin. And so Archangel Michael has him already, and they're disconnecting the cords. And so what is happening here? Okay, and this is face value. This is the first impression that we get in your energy field. And so this is what we're taking off first. And so a lot of times if people come straight at somebody else, straight at their energy field, these things know where to hide. Because we changed it up a little bit, they felt that we didn't see them, but we are already working on them right before when we heard your voice come on and Claudia said that you were calling in, and they automatically go in and start working on you. So right now what they're doing is that Kuan Yin's coming in and she's bringing in, she calls it the rose flower gaze. Rose flower gaze is the vibration energy nectar of a lotus flower. And when you bring in lotus flower into your energy field, you allow your field to relax, that it doesn't have to be like, feel like you have to have your shoulders up by your ears or feel like you have to be on guard or feel like you have to be reactive. And so it allows you to feel soothing energy to come into your field and to remove energies out of your body. And what we're going to do is that we're going to create a grounding cord from your first chakra down to the earth real quick, Mother Mary, so we can start allowing you to push things through. The next thing that we're going to do is that we're going to go straight into your soul's truth. And in the soul's truth is located just underneath your belly button. And the soul's truth is the direct insertion that goes straight into your soul. And so when we work on your soul's truth, the Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lady Jessica, Lady Extra, on Grandma Lily, that all the women go in and work on you because you need nurturing. It's like you have a lot of prickly pears around you in your world and that are causing you to feel like you have to be on guard. And so what happens is that you get emotional blocks inside yourself, trying to protect yourself. Say the right thing, do the right thing, feel the right thing, think the right thing. And so Mother Mary says a lot of times that we become so protective that we can't decipher what's love and what's lust, what's abundance and what's hoarding. And so we get lost in our attachments. And a lot of times when we get lost in our attachments, we forget about what reality really means to us. And so we just start to work with what we are used to rather than pursuing anything that that helps to rid ourselves of these burdens. Are you following me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is that we're going to go straight into your soul's truth, and we're going to pull out all the energies and bounties that were on your soul before you got here. And a lot of times, you know, and this is just, you know, par for the course, and I'm really happy that you called, is that a lot of people that we attract on this radio program are people that have made differences in the past. And the dark side does not want people to make a difference. They want people to come into this new frequency, this new world, and to feel stagnant, to feel like they're running in place, like they're just treading water, or they're just in a flight pattern. And this is not so for you, because you need to be released into the world. You need to be shown that you have the abilities and the conscious stamina to really build yourself up to do great things. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're not done yet. So we're going into your soul's truth, and we're dissolving all the energies inside your soul's truth. And so what I'm going to do is that as we're going into your soul's truth, and we're dissolving those energies in your under your belly button, what's just going to do is that it's going to release the brilliance of your soul to come out of yourself and to show the world who you are. So Mother Mary is saying, what we're going to do is that we're going to take the energy out. The end result is how you feel. The energy is what's inside you, and the soul and the solution is what is caused by all this. So she's going into your soul's truth right now and dissolving no foundation, ill structure, dis-ease, feelings of judgment, feelings of criticalness, criticism on yourself, feeling blocked, feeling like you're a burden to other people. There's some energy in there about feeling self-blame. And so she's pulling all that energy out. She knows that we're on a time frame, so she's doing it really fast. So they're pulling energy out of your soul's truth. And as we're pulling energy out of your soul's truth, we're sending it down your grounding cord. And as we're sending it down your grounding cord, its energy is coming up back from Earth, purified, back into your high self, creating an energy of abundance and confidence and validation in your field, allowing you to feel more at ease, more confident, and loved. Can you sense this happening with you?
Yes, I can. It feels nice.
Okay. So we're still pulling energy out. Archangel Michael just came in, and he says that he has to clean your ears because when you have entities, you're not really hearing light. You're hearing what your brain is saying and not hearing the insights that you're being given. So he's clearing out your left ear first and the energies in your brain. And he's disconnecting the cords to those entities. And again, he's saying to you that he's very proud of you, that he wishes the best for you in this life, and that you can call on him at any time whenever you feel like you're being looked at or you're looked at by something that's not of the light. And he can teach you by just asking him to come into your frequency or come in to stand next to you, hold your hand. Like, remember when you're a little girl? I don't know if you did or not, but when, you know, like my little girl, she likes to hold my hands and stand on my feet, and we walk together or dance together, you know, and that's what he says you can do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says, you know what's better than feet? Wings. That's funny.
Yay, I love that.
So, okay. All right. Well, he's coming in. He's putting his blue light around you to help you feel secure. Beautiful. Now he's pulling an implant out of the back of your second chakra in your lower back, right smack dab at L3. Okay. and there's some karma, our old karma here that is pulling out of your back. And it looks like you were, have been in the past a record keeper and someone who kept other people's secrets. So as you kept up other people's secrets, you know, you hold on to their burdens. Then you feel resentful that you can't speak about it, even though it's hurting you.
Yeah.
So he's pulling all the energy out of your lower back. And this is what attracts burdens to you. Okay. So Mother Mary is going into source, into your soul's truth, and finding source. And she says a lot of this energy that's been inside you, the darkness and the feeling like a castaway or a burden or isolation or being casted out, is that there's a, it's in your DNA. So what we're doing is that we're going to call in Dual Cool to come in. Hi, Dual. And ask him to clear the channel of energy inside your DNA in your second, third, and fourth chakras. And he says in the back of your neck as well. So he's clearing out all your DNA about holding on to all that burden. And it's like you've been holding on to burdens for lifetimes, not just this lifetime, but for other lifetimes. So he's clearing all that energy out. And it goes way back, and I'll get this, it goes way back to a past life to where you were a servant of a king, and you were his advisor, and you told him, and he told you the secrets. And he tried to put a face on about, you know, face value about being generous and being helpful to the community and to the land trap, and you saw it differently and you knew the truth, and it burdened you, but your place was with him, even though you couldn't talk about it or conspire, because, you know, it would be your head. You had you held it in from fear that you would be thrown in, you know, dungeon or killed. Even on the deathbed, the king lied to the end. And you held on to those secrets even after his death. So in this lifetime, you've been holding on to the secrets for a long time. So we're going to clear all the energy all the way back from that home. Archangel Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Master Lucius are clearing that energy and bringing all that energy of taking back your power back into your high self and clearing the energy in your body and sending it all the way down your grounding cord. Okay. How does that feel now?
I feel really relaxed. I feel really relaxed and like spacious. I feel spacious.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really feel that that was very helpful. It feels like there's the light is clearer and I feel lighter, just lighter physically, but also luminous at the same time.
Yes, luminous, allowing those layers to disappear and dissolve so your brilliance of your soul can emerge out of your body. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I super appreciate
it. Thank you, Nora. You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Nora.
Thank you.
Much love to you. Feel
much
good.
Much love. Peace.
Okay. Take care, sweet. All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that was, I keep saying the same word, powerful, but it's really powerful. It's this is a very deep healings you're doing tonight. Wow. So I just want to, I mean, we could talk a little bit about that, but I want to check in with you because I know that was a big job and see where you're at because it's 11. It's a little after 11 o'clock here, East Coast time. So it has been 2 hours that we've been on the air. So I wanted to just check in with you, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
Good.
Okay.
It's five after eight here, and it's still light outside.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right, yeah. So we'll keep going for a little while.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
Awesome. Okay, good. So... Let me check out these numbers here. That was definitely, I think, important that Nora called in and got that. So people, can I just ask you a little bit about that? So people can have entities attached to them from other people? Just from...
Entities. they come from a wide range of ways. I've worked on people that entities follow them through lifetimes because they have a contract with them. I work with people who pick up entities from drugs and alcohol because they leave their aura field too open. Or people who work with a Ouija board or try to call in who they think are spirits that are helpers, and they're actually impersonators, you know, who impersonate certain spirits. That's why you got to really, really, when we do this work and we teach this work, it's really, really vital that people work right with Mother Mary, because that mothering, nurturing energy, when you're doing this work, you don't want to ever call a spirit in with less love than she does. You want the same love and more. And so entities attach themselves to our personalities, to our color vibration, to our emotions, to our anger, and whatever they can feed, they're like leeches. And sometimes they can feel them and sometimes they can't. And some people who justify their anger, it's like we have, you know, let's say somebody dies in your family, you know, it was murdered or something, and you go out and kill that person who murdered your friend. You just took on that person's karma as well as the entities they're carrying, and now you take on their contracts. You know, and anger and hate cannot be justified. When you are, you know, an open vessel and entities attached to you, a lot of times, you know, they know what their lifespan is. And so they're already ready. Like when Nora called, we already saw them on her energy, but they were like looking like which way we're going to come from. That's why we kind of talked about what color do you like, you know, pick a number between. And while she's doing that and thinking about that, so are they. So they're not looking at me and seeing where we're coming from. So we trick them so we can come in and grab them, pull them off, because they know how to hide in the body. They know how to hide in the emotions. They know how to hide in the field. You know, they can hide deep down in the blueprints. You know, and it takes a master to go in there and take them out, extract them. But it's also very hard to explain to each person why they're in your blueprint when they start off at a different place. You know, and we're not used to talking about blueprints of our spirit or our soul or the energies that we were developed with when we were on the other side to come to this planet. We're not used to talking that way. We don't. Who talks like that? I do, but that's just one person. You know. You know, I have the verbiage and the insight, but a lot of people, you know, they can't really jive to that kind of talk. I just said jive, didn't I? Okay, well, they can't really relate to that kind of talk. So the other day I told my wife, I said, hey, do you got any bread for today? And she's like, bread? I said, yeah, you got money? Bread? I said, oh, my gosh, I'm talking like my dad. So, anyways,
that's old school. She's a young lady.
That's soul power, man. That's a, you know, soul train. Anyways.
Yeah, soul train. Stewardess, I speak jive. I'll just say that. So that's a line from Airplane, but it's not very good, I guess. So
no, I know Airplane. Yeah, that's pretty funny. So entities can really thrive in a lot of different places that we are not aware of, that places that we don't nurture ourselves. And if we're justifying our anger or mad because we're always mad, that's not us. We weren't born mad. We didn't come into this world mad. You know, that's a maddening thing. You know, that's a society main thing. That's what we see on television from where we're a child until now. That's what we see our parents doing. And that's why it's so important to have better, stronger, positive influence in our lives, to be surrounded like you. You're talking about the shaman in your life, the people that inspire you, how lucky you are. You know, it's really rare that you would get any entity if you're surrounded by so many beautiful people, you know. And entities are just part of the program. It's like I've had entities in me before, but the object is to learn and discern, to know how to get rid of them and feel where they're attached to in your body. Even if it means that you have to forgive yourself, even if it means that, yes, you have to say, yes, I've had negative teachers and I've misused my power. You know, you have to get really, really real with yourself. And entities don't like you being real with yourself or talking about who you truly, you know, asking for forgiveness. They don't like that. They like to hold on to all the burdens and crap in your life and stay there. That way they can create more burdens and show you how bad off you really are and validate all the negativity in your life, you know. And they cloud our vision, you know. They cloud our vision. They make us feel hopeless, numb, trapped, and all those things that we talked to Nora about. And that's their energy. But that wasn't Nora. Nora's beautiful, you know. And she's just having to have to deal with this for so long, and finally got to dissolve that energy and help her feel, I think she used the word peace, being at peace with herself, being relaxed. So that was really different from what she was feeling before. So, yeah, and there's a lot I could talk about entities, you know, but, you know, that would probably be another radio show.
No, I know, but that was that's interesting because, you know, I mean, I have a cursory knowledge of it, but I didn't really know all that went into it. And we could spend time talking about it in another show, but I think that's really cool that you, I like the way you came in, almost like when you're trying to get a bug and you don't want the bug to know that you're going to swat it. You're like, what's your favorite?
That's a really good metaphor. Yeah.
Even though I'm a Buddhist, I'm not supposed to kill bugs anymore. There are times, I'm sorry.
That's your relative. You're killing your relative.
Yeah. I know. Oh, it's 11:11 here on the west, on the East Coast. I used to be a West Coast person for so long that I still think sometimes that I'm over there. But it's 11:11. That's a special time. So let's transition. That was a beautiful talk about that, and I'm so glad you gave the healing to you. All of you were able to help Nora, and. But let's take another. Let's take another person. So I'm going to ask you, Matthew, give you a few numbers you can choose. All right, there's one that has a lot of ones. Speaking of 11:11, what's now 11:12, there's one with a bunch of ones that usually is a Skype number. Then there's a 323, 805, 323, okay.
Yeah.
323, here we come. Hello, you're on
Hello.
The CJ Miller Show. Hi. Who
oh
may
my
we
goodness.
Say is calling?
This is Francis.
Francis.
Yes,
well, hello,
I
Francis.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I get to talk to somebody who knows something about what I'm going through.
Oh, well, Matthew,
oh,
this is Francis.
Gosh.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Francis.
Oh, my. Hi. Let me start. Okay. I've been highly sensitive since I was small, got teased and all that, and to pick up on things. I know I have a connection with those that have passed over. I have them. They come visit me in my dreams. My husband passed over 10 years ago. I saw him about 4 days after that. He appeared. Something like ghosts. Okay, then. It's been 10 years. For the last 4 years, I've been keeping a journal when he visits. And I still feel his energy. It's like a relationship. We talk. But November of last year, I began meditating with Oprah and Deepak Chopra. And I went to a spiritual service. They were meditating and singing Hugh. I saw this in between my eyebrows, I saw an eye, and it was golden. And I took some information from the service, and I read about it, and it mentioned eye. And I had never heard of that before. I said, oh, that's what I saw. So I've been seeing the third eye, and I have been seeing, I've been going places, I guess they call it spiritual traveling. Now I see the magnetic energy fields of trees and houses. I see in the dark something like orbs. And I even see ETs. But a couple of weeks ago, I was looking at my jewelry box mirror.
Yeah.
I kept looking at my eyes, and I seen some ancestors.
Wow.
In my face, they kept changing. It was old. There was a lot of them. You know, oh my gosh, oh, what is this? And I don't know what to do about all this that's happening. I've been going on the computer listening to a lot of people. Is it the fifth dimension? You know, I know that the world has shifted, Earth has shifted, and but you're the first person I get to talk to this. Help me. I mean, explain and give me some information. What should I do? Is this a gift? Oh, this morning? Oh, never mind. Okay, help me.
Okay.
So what we can do is, you know, basically just tell you, let the masters come into your high self and we can teach you a little bit about what is going on with you, give you some insight on how to take care of yourself.
Okay.
So do I have your permission to connect to your high self?
Take what off?
Do I have your permission to connect to your high self?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And spirituality and this walk, you know, the gifts, you know, when we get them like this, it's important to have a sense of integrity, all right? And it's important to really, really, you know yourself, to thine own self be true. And one of the things that you can do for yourself is that you need to seek out a teacher, somebody who you resonate with the energies that you have. It's really important to find a good connection with God, to find a strong connection with God, with Creator, you know, and really, really pray to Creator every single day. That way, that harnessed energy that you're describing to us all on the radio today can be infused with nourishment, nurturing, love, joy, and then write down some parts of yourself that you're still confused about. Even if you're saying, I don't know about this, it makes me fearful, or it makes me afraid, or it makes me, you want to get rid of all the negative aspect why you have these gifts. One of the things that you need to really make sure that you have is, you know, and I'm going to repeat this again, you know, old school grounding cord. It's important to have a grounding cord so negative energies don't build up in your mind throughout the day. On my website, I have a, there's an activation on the grounding cord. It's the written aspect of the grounding cord. If you're more of a reader where you can feel the energy from the words, or I have it in verbiage recorded in MP3 format that you can just turn it on and listen to it, and then I'll talk to you about how to ground yourself. And the thing about grounding yourself is that you start to relate to more of the energy of positivity. You know, when you have that much going on and you feel that way, a lot of times you're going to attract people that are not always in your best interest. Energies that are not in your best interest are to help you. So it's important to find somebody in your life that's going to really help you to be inspiring to what you're doing. You know, when you're working with this much energy, it really talks about you being more than just clairvoyant. You know, it talks about you being like a portal of some kind where the spirits can walk in and out, and you can see the reflection, you can see the energies, and your child is alive. You know, do you work with your inner child? Is that something you do? Because I've only known people who are really in touch with their inner child that they can actually see the energy around trees.
Wow.
I'm still
young at heart. I haven't aged well in my face, yes, but my body is still small. I've always been small. And I've been doing an exercise where I forgive myself and forgive my inner child, you know. I've been doing that exercise.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and look at your high self real quick and see if what's going on with Master Gautami and Archangel Michael, Mother Mary. I'm going up to your high self right now and coming back down. So there's a lot of infusion confusion in your high self. It means that there's a lot of energy coming into you all at once, but what you're having to deal with, it's almost like giving you the keys to the universe, but you're still unknowing what to do with it. So there's like almost a mental block or mind block in your mind that is not allowing you to let it come through and use your body as a vehicle. So it's just like all the top water. You're just seeing things, and you know, and you're feeling things, and you're seeing the third eye, but then that's not like living through you yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Archangel Michael is suggesting that you verbiage what you want to change about yourself, and ask God, because you're going to need a higher power. Okay, because you're not the higher power. God's the higher power, and when you work with God one on one or together or with the masters, you're going to give your power to them, because in turn they're going to teach you how to take care of yourself and what you carry, okay? So it's important to know that you're not it. You're not the healer, okay? The energy from God is coming through you as a conduit, as a corridor. You know, without God, you're nothing. So it's important to know that you need to find a relationship with Creator and to really pray to Creator every day. And learn to ask for what you need from the Creator, and let and ask the Creator, just straight up, just ask the Creator, you know, give me an experience that's not man-made, that I can't control, and give me an experience that only comes from you. And when you ask that and you demand that from God, He'll start showing you what you're all about by the people that come into your life, the opportunities that come into your life, the messages you get from children, from animals, from words on a bus. The spirits are always talking to you 24/7, but you have to be able to remove your ego out of the way long enough so you can really feel what that feels like to you. So the mental block is right in your etheric and your angelic energies, and it's between your throat chakra and your solar plexus. And it's about it's about 12 inches wide, and it looks like a tear in your field or something that something tried to connect to you and take what you had. And so I'm not getting any ETs or grays or family or paradigms. It feels like you're still developing. You're still, like, in the development process. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, Yeshua, Christ, Mother Mary, to bring in Star of David. The Star of David is a six-pointed star that we use to dissolve conflict in people's highest health. So we're bringing that in right now into your crown chakra. And we want just to use a breeze. While we start to absorb your conflict in your mind and your heart and allow you to be a clear conduit. You need to take care of your temple. You need to take care of your body. You need to take care of your mind. You know, you need to really dress, you know, without black. You know, dress with colors, wear beautiful earrings, wear, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be creative. You know, it could be man-made or handmade, but make sure you wear turquoise, jade, pearls, anything like that will protect your energy. And harness energy. It will keep the energy around you harnessed. So let that energy come down. Send that light down into your heart chakra right now and into your solar plexus. And it looks like your solar plexus is completely blocked. Okay. So go ahead and pull that energy out of solar plexus. I am having El Moria come in. He's doing that. He says that you have like a belt around your belly that's keeping you from seeing your motivation. It's like you're only working from a psychic level and not working from an empathic level. You need to be more in your feelings about things than your sight, he says. Because if you're only in your sight and in your vision, you're going to become off balance and you're going to forget how to feel. Mm-hmm. And then when you forget how to feel, you're going to forget how to connect. So he's taking that energy off of your solar plexus. All right. How does that feel? Does that feel better?
Wow. Yeah, I feel more relaxed. And I do have a problem with talking, speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the throat chakra. I'm writing my story. I started writing 20-something years ago, my autobiography. But I do have a problem with telling how I feel. Just speaking, communicating. Some of it might have came from fear.
Mm.
But, wow, I know you really helped me. It's just so good to talk to someone, you know?
Yeah. Well, we got to help each other. That's what we do is that we help each other.
Yeah.
You're a worker, I'm a worker, you know?
Yeah.
And the best way you can repay me is to go out and pass it on. Go help somebody who knows that you can help, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're really welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you, Francis.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Love, my dear.
Oh, thank you, CJ.
Okay. You take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Good night. Wow. Well.
Really. Huh?
Was that more entity things? Is that what that was?
There was a lot of, I don't want to be nice, there's a lot of undeveloped awarenesses in her, you know, and to develop an awareness, you have to have a higher power, you know. You can't rely on all your gifts and think that's going to carry you through. No, you need foundation. You know, if you don't have God or higher power, then you're nothing, you know. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be, you know, boastful or egotistical. I'm just saying that, you know, without our higher power, without God, without our maker, you know, we're not going to get the right truth. We're not going to be coming from our heart. You know, we're going to be coming from something else. You know, it's important that we come from a higher power, you know, to have a strong connection with that higher power, you know, make friends with it, make friends with God, you know, and know God as you know God, you know, and it's how God comes to you, you know, and how God influences your life. Because, you know, the talk of God in my life, oh, I shut it out. I didn't want anything to do with God. I hated God. I didn't want to be adopted. I didn't want to be a, you know, I didn't want to be on earth. I wanted to have it easy, you know? So, you know, it really changed my life when I had my experience, you know, when something happened beyond man-made, you know, it was something that spirit, that creation only could have done for me. And it's something that changed my life. And so, you know, and so when I became a teacher, an instructor, that's what I really want people to make their own connections, you know, with God, with the masters, you know, because we're all in a lineup, you know, we're all here to share, you know, we're all here to give. And so that's it's just something that it's just really embedded in me, you know, and I'm really proud of myself for saying that. But yes.
Yeah.
Without God, do nothing.
Well,
I hope it didn't come out like, you know, crazy, but that's, you know.
No, that was good. It was actually created. JoJo was echoing you in the chat. JoJo shaken. He said, without God, you're nothing. Well, isn't that straight to the point? So, you know, people were enjoying it. I told him he should be your sidekick because it was good your psychic sidekick. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm sure he's psychic. He's the psychic sidekick. I made a little comment to him while I was looking through the chat, because I look through the chat to make sure people have, you know, if there's any questions or whatever. I'm always looking through, even though I'm listening. I have like two or three ears going at the same time. So I think that's a very good point, though, that you have to, if you're like, if you don't have something that's centering you and grounding you, then you're going to be open to a whole bunch of different energies. And I think it's very important. I know it's very important to embrace, you know, your higher self, but also the God source, the Godhead, and to working with the angels and masters is a great way to make sure that you're plugging into the highest when you're asking to find out things. And I think that what the woman, Frances, was talking about was, you know, I think this is an interesting point to maybe highlight, because people have been calling in to different shows that I've put on and wanting to talk about their experiences of the things that they're seeing. And I think more and more people have been becoming aware of this. I'm sure you've been talking to a lot of people like this, not just on this show, but in your life in general, Matthew. And it's a good thing they're attracted. That was the first time she heard our show, I'm sure of it. Tell she wasn't somebody who'd heard us before, otherwise she would have said it. I'm thankful that people could find your energy and tune into you, and then you could help them plug in to the right things. And it is really important to ground yourself, you know, to do that grounding cord exercise every day. A lot of people aren't grounded. And I don't always remember to ground either, so that's a really important one. And you know,
it's true.
I'll admit I'm not a. You know, you're admitting your imperfections. I'll call them out too. You know. Gosh, you know, here we are, Matthew. It's 11:30. We've been on the air for 2.5 hours. So.
Yeah.
Unless you feel that it's a good idea to take one more call, I think maybe we should have an ending and bring the show to a close.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling that too. And, you know,
okay.
And the thing about it is too is that, you know, what you're saying is true. You know, when we become clearer, and we talk about these things on the air like this, one of the things I recognize is that I get help. When I start to reveal myself, I get help. In the next few days, I'm sure I'm going to get a lesson, or I'm going to get some insight, or I'm going to get a vision, or I'm going to get something when I'm connecting to the masters. They're already going to be preparing what I need to do for myself, you know, for that to. And sometimes you know, we work on the best parts of ourselves, and we don't work on the cells of our parts. I must be tired. We don't work on the parts of ourselves that are really, you know, are showing through, you know, and things that we put aside, you know. And mm-hmm. I just, what I'm trying to get at is that I'm not perfect, and I'm, you know, I'm coming from a very humble place, and that that I would never have seen myself. I wanted to be a fireman, you know, when I was a little boy. I didn't know I was going to be a massage mm-hmm. therapist, psychic, clairvoyant guy, you know. I wanted to be a ship captain, you know. I wanted to work on a boat, you know. And so I didn't ever see myself here, ever, you know. But when I opened my heart, wow. and the person who influenced me the most, her name was Gail Princo, and she lives in San Jose. And she mm-hmm. came over to my house after a hard work, and she massaged me. And I swear, I have never felt that good in my life, ever. And I just thought to mm-hmm. myself, I want to do that. It is either that or delivering flowers, because there's only two jobs I know that make people happy.
Yeah.
You know, and so I wanted to make an impact on the world, and I started out there. And from there, I just, you know, I asked. I said, my hands are getting tired, my back is getting tired, Creator, is there something else I can do, you know, in my life that you feel that I'm good at, that you can teach me how to do better and to be more creative to make, you know, a little side cash. And they started teaching me, and they introduced me to Red Cloud and my ancestors and my Grandma Lily, you know, and then I found the masters, and then I found my teacher. And then I found my teacher. She stopped calling me or whatever, and, you know, and I've been doing this on my own, learning from the masters straight up, you know, and and I never saw myself getting here. And so what I'm saying to the public right now is to, you know, follow your heart, you know, follow what you feel you can do the most of, even if it's something that you feel is intangible, that you feel there's no way you could possibly do it, because I thought that way too. And when you think that way, they're going to give you a lesson. If you're meant to do it, give you a lesson, mm-hmm. you'll give you an opportunity, and then you'll find your fortune, you know, the fortune of being in your passion.
And
remember,
that's so
you could
true.
You could take this wherever you go, you know. Mm-hmm. You could take this work wherever you go.
It's I'm really glad that you said that. Because I feel, it's interesting, I posted something up on my page today, which was on Lainey's page, Helene's page. It was a little Jim Carrey thing. He was like speaking at somebody's graduation, talking about doing what you love to do. And he said his father wanted to be a comedian. And you know Jim Carrey, of course, right?
Of course,
the actor,
yeah.
The comedian, yeah. So he said his father really,
He's actually a very spiritual man.
He is. I know. I love his stuff. Yeah. He has a lot of cool, a lot of great videos with things that he's said. And so he said, my father wanted to be a comedian very badly, but he felt like he needed to do the practical things, so he became an accountant, and he got a safe job at an accounting firm. And he said, and then when I was 12 years old, my father lost that job, that safe job. And it was really hard for the whole family. We had to do everything we could to survive. So my message to all of you who are, you know, this is a graduating class in a college, I'm assuming, is to do what you really love to do. Because even the safe, you know, because wouldn't you rather fail doing the thing you love to do than fail doing the safe thing? Because really nothing is safe. It's an illusion that when you choose that job, that's like, oh, this is the right thing to do. This is what my parents want me to do. This is what I should do. I mean, we all need to pay the bills. But I think as you're learning, here you are living in a place where the veils are very thin in Mount Shasta. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, can be quickly manifesting. The same goes for Kauai. And a lot of other places are becoming this way as we're moving into the fifth dimension. Why not have exactly what you want? You know, what I really want to do is to, my biggest desire is to have a healing center, place where people, different healers are living and working and coming together, like a community healing place. That's the only thing I really want to do. So that just keeps coming to me, and I need to make more moves towards doing that, bringing community together. That's the thing that I'm most drawn to do. So I think It's really inspiring to listen to you, Matthew, and to do the show and to be with all of our wonderful listeners, all these beautiful souls and the beautiful energies and the high people, the masters and the angels that are with us right now. It just lifts us all up and reminds us that we have so much within us. And thank you so much for being here and shining a light on all of us and reminding us to reach to that part of ourselves.
Yes.
So.
And remind that you're always the hostess with the mostest. And I just can't thank you enough, you know, about your position and holding the space for us and to help us really move through the energy, you know, because it takes a strong person with a strong personality on and off the air, beautiful, you know, whoever David was, and you know, and to be able to hold space for this kind of work, you know, and it doesn't happen with anybody, you know, it won't happen with Rush Limbaugh, I tell you that much. So you know, you're like completely the opposite. And so I just really want to thank you from my heart, from my ancestors to you, and to everything that you stand for in your life as a role model, as a leader in your own way, and somebody who basks in the light of the Creator and all the inspiration that surrounds you in your world, and how that shows through you in your words and in your expression on the air and off the air. So thank you again, and Claudia, for all your work and that you do.
Thank you, Matthew. I love you. You're so sweet.
I love you too.
Oh, it's such an honor to work with you. And God, you know, this is our 17th show.
Wow.
Together.
17 shows ago, I was scared.
I know. It's amazing how much. And I think we did other shows because we did shows about your shaman intensive and another one. So it might be even 19 shows at this point. So this is the one I've done the most. I'm so always so brought up by this. And I know that, like, even times when I'm a little tired, I know that there's so many people waiting for this show that get excited about it. And look at the community that's built up around you and around us together in this huge just a great loving energy. So thank you so much for that, everything that you just said. That really warms my heart. And I feel so grateful to Creator for allowing me to have a voice and to hold space for this energy and for people to come together in this healing space. And I'm just, I'm so happy to be doing this. And, so grateful to have this wonderful community around us. And I can't wait. I have to see you sometime, Matthew. I have to come out there for one of your classes. Let's remind people of the class. It's going to be October 3rd, October 2nd. What's the dates of the next class that you're going to have?
October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. They can check you out at ascendedmasterangels.com. I actually gave people in the chat your email, but if they want to email you, it's Bear Medicine. What is it?
Massage.
Bear Medicine Massage at gmail.com. If you want to call Matthew for a session, it's 530-276. What's the last? Could you remember the other ones? Your number. What's your full number? 530-276.
Mm-hmm. 3642.
So, and the next time we'll be back, when is that going to be? Can we come back the week after I have a show with not with Matthew, that's you, with Franco, because I'm doing a show with him September 9th.
September 9th.
So it would be the week after September 9th.
Perfect. I'd love to.
Okay, cool. So let me just make sure of the date of that so everybody knows to be back with us at that time. So that'll be the 16th. So it's a few weeks away. We'll miss you. Next week I have another show with my friend Christine, and we're going to be bringing the Saratoga Scene show back, and then we'll have Franco, and then we'll have you again on the 16th. So I would love that.
Okay, so what is our date?
So the 16th, it'll be at 9 p.m., September 16th, that'll be our next show.
Okay. Perfect.
Just to remind people, Community of Ascended Master Angels on Facebook, that's the page to ask to join, or you can friend Matthew or me. And then, you know, if you have any questions, you can always message. Matthew is very approachable. You're right on top of things, especially.
Well, I hope so.
For, you know, unless you really need to ask him a personal question, I don't know. No, just kidding. No, it's, you know what it is? If you're, I think that what I really love about that community page, that group, is that Devations, you sent out a beautiful morning meditation last week, which was wonderful, and I think I wrote you and said thank you for it, but I didn't tell you about it. It was just like, yeah, just set a nice tone for me in the morning, so thank you so much for doing that, and you're so generous, and I just encourage everybody to avail themselves of all the resources that Matthew does offer, and if you're anywhere close, or you want to take a trip to California, oh my God, what a great trip that would be. And there's so many cool things out there other than your class. I mean, you know, they can make a whole trip of it. Go for the class, go to the Mineral Springs, go to Mount Shasta. So that'll be awesome. And if you need my help to do any other promotions, just ask me, Matthew. I would love to help you.
Awesome. Yeah, great. Thank you for that. That means a lot.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
sure. I believe in you. It's not hard. Let's make it fun. It'll all be good. So I would love to help you in any way I can. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for being with us tonight. It was a beautiful show. I want to remind people that next week I have the show Diving Deep in Saratoga with my friend Christine Northrup, who is also a shaman trained in the Peruvian shaman tradition, and also a psychic. I have all these great psychic friends, you know, so she'll be back with me next week. Maybe Matthew will make a little guest appearance on our show again, who knows?
Maybe.
And, yeah, you know, it's hard to stay away from all those cool people, and that'll be at 9 o'clock. And I'm not sure what we're going to bring up, but it's starting out to be a really cool show. And then the following week, I will be back at 8 o'clock with my friend Franco Di Nicola, who we have not had a show in a while, but I am getting out a video with him, having some trouble getting that onto YouTube. But when I get it out, I'll let everybody know. It's going to be a great show. So, and then after that, we'll be back with Matthew. And, God, there's so many shows. Next week on Wednesday night, I have a show with Helene Lipson, who called in tonight, the Comic Relief, and that will be called Cosmic Current, Looking for the 100th Monkey. So please, everybody, join us. We're looking to bring the people together. We're wanting to, you know, make that shift. And so we welcome your calls. And much love to everybody. Thanks for staying with us so long. And Matthew, is there any closing message you have for our listeners?
I just
want
to thank you, Claudia. You're number one, and also number one is all the listeners out there as well. We're as one big family, including the masters and our energies and our higher self and God and Creator, and the white light and all the star nations that are listening on the radio as well, and all the planets and all the energies from our past into the present into the future. That we can all come in alignment with ourselves and our high selves and come together and create an abundance of one prayer, one heartbeat, and one song across this beautiful planet and learn to take care of each other, stay out of other people's backyards, and focus on yourself. And let yourself redeem who you are by being who you are and walking in your power and taking your power back and being your own instructor, your own role model, and your own leadership role that you have on this planet. And we ask the Masters to give us all a blessing on all our children and all our grandchildren and all the people listening that are connected to everyone all around the planet, everywhere. So let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm tired. I'm going to bed now.
Oh, I know. I'm tired, too. Well, thank you so much, Matthew. We love you. And thanks to all the Masters and Angels for being with us tonight. Thank you to all of our listeners. And, you know, like Matthew said, I don't think I could make it any better of a message. Just be true to yourself and remember to connect in with your heart. and embrace oneness and unconditional love. That's my message for the night. And sweet dreams, everybody, or have a beautiful day wherever you are around the globe. Much love to everyone, and good night. Bye, Matthew. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, sweetheart. Much love. All right, we're going to go out with my friend Matthew Cosell, because that's a beautiful meditative way to end the night. And here we go, Matthew Cosell Grace. Good night, everyone.